It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
And Barrow, a high fly ball to right, chasing Hall back to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Boston Barrow with his first Cyclones home run, and it goes all the way out to right field.
Reimer swings and hits it on the ground, fair ball, down the left field line. One run in to score. De Los Santos scores. That ball took a weird hop off the sidewall. Here comes Barrow for the plate. He slides safely. Jacob Reimer clears the bases. It's a three-run double for Reimer.
This one hit in the air to left. Back into his right. Serrano leaping at the fence, and he took away another extra base hit. Eli Serrano the third, for the second time in as many games, goes airborne to take away extra bases from Hudson Valley.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
from Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. We welcome you on into the Cyclones Radio Network for another edition of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball here on this Tuesday evening. Tonight, game number one of six between the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, and the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Hey everyone, what's going on? Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for stopping by. Great to be back with you after Brooklyn had the day off yesterday following kind of a wacky week on the road down in Jersey Shore. Cyclones and Blue Claws played seven games last week in a series that saw not one but two doubleheaders. Brooklyn walking away from that seven-game stretch. Above 500, they were 4-3 down in Lakewood. So that brings us to this week, where for the first time this year, hard to believe, first time this year, Brooklyn down in Lakewood. So that brings us to this week, where for the first time this year, hard to believe, first time this year, Brooklyn
ball and making a big impact every time he puts the ball in play, but he is also showing a keen eye at the plate as well, not expanding the zone, giving himself the best opportunity and his team the best opportunity to produce every single time he's at the plate. Not to mention that he played probably the best defense we've seen from him all week long. Made a couple of incredible plays behind the second base bag at short on Tuesday night a week ago against the Blue Claws. So Baez is heating up, and that's what makes this Brooklyn team so incredibly difficult to manage and play against right now, is that, you know, Jacob Reimer's coming off probably one of his toughest weeks of the season. Brooklyn still takes 4 out of 7 because Jesus Baez and Carson Bench tear the cover off the ball, as does other people like a Starling Mercado with a 115-mile-an-hour home run.
And Baez did not strike out all week. Again, small sample size, only 1 week, but some of the numbers just gaudy. A batting average of 647, an OBP up over 700 at 739, an OPS of nearly 1,800 at 1,789, also 10 RBI during that span for Baez as well. And you mentioned Bench, Justin, who kind of was right there with him every step of the way. Maybe some of the numbers not quite jumping off the page as much as what Baez brought to the table, but that does not take away whatsoever what Carson Bench accomplished down in Lakewood. Was named to MILB.com's Prospect Team of the Week. 412 the batting average. He was 7-for-17. Felt like every time he reached base, he was going to come around and score. It was just a matter of time. 8 runs scored during that week against Jersey Shore, and it wasn't just a small sample size for Bench. We can really now look after Memorial Day, right? It's not early anymore. You can start to zoom out and kind of look at some of these numbers with some real perspective. And for Bench, scattered across the league leaderboard in so many different categories, coming into play on this Tuesday, OPS of nearly 1,000, second in the South Atlantic League at 991. Justin made the point on our in-stadium pregame show earlier, I did, that felt like in the early portion of the year, Bench was maybe doing it rather quietly. Safe to say that is not the case anymore. He is red hot as this weather has warmed up.
No, he has been phenomenal as of late for the Cyclones, has been such a vaunted hitter, a very patient hitter at the plate, another guy with more walks and strikeouts over the course of these last few weeks, in addition to playing some really good defense in the outfield. And, you know, Bench had the best mindset about it early in the season when his average wasn't where he would like it to be, recognizing, hey, I'm hitting the ball hard. I'm doing all the things, all the little things correctly. It's just a matter of time before balls start to fall in, and that they have. Had a great week, didn't hit a home run, only drove in one run, but was on base a ton of time, 7-for-17 at the plate, had a couple of triples, a trio of doubles during the course of the week. He has been phenomenal alongside Baez on MILB.com's Prospect Team of the Week. Been a lot of fun to watch Bench come into his own, not only on the field, but as a leader off of it.
He's reached in 18 straight games, and now we'll try to funnel that into a brand new series here. Again, it's Brooklyn, it's Aberdeen, Mets, and Orioles, High A affiliates. Starting pitchers for you on this Tuesday for the Cyclones, Brendan Gurton, very happy to be back at Maimonides Park. That's not to say he pitched poorly last week, but the last time we saw Gurton toe the slab here at home, he was superb. It was that five-inning performance where he allowed only one hit, that solo leadoff home run, struck out 9, and Gurton, who was working so quickly that day, if you remember, really just had his rhythm and his routine down to a T. Now he will take the ball to try to pitch Brooklyn to a victory in this series opening contest against Aberdeen. And on the flip side, Juan Rojas, young lefty, takes the ball
for the Ironbirds, somebody the Orioles grabbed through a trade a couple of years ago with the Minnesota Twins. But more on that throughout the course of the night. Time for a break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we will check in and take a peek at the starting lineups ahead of Brooklyn and Aberdeen on an overcast Tuesday evening on Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cyclones and the Ironbirds coming your way in a matter of moments.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back to Coney Island. Give you a quick rundown of the starting lineups tonight on this Tuesday. Game one of six between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Johnny Gadamowicz with you here on the pregame show. Justin will have you shortly for first pitch. Mets and Orioles, high A edition here this week on the boardwalk. Time for the starting lineup. First for the visiting Ironbirds, coming into play at 19-26, seven games under in this first half. Griff O'Farrell is the leadoff man playing shortstop for Aberdeen. Vance Honeycutt after him, former UNC Tar Heel, is the two batter. He plays center field. Ethan Anderson, switch hitting DH, bats third. Aaron Estrada, the second baseman, is the cleanup batter. Austin O'Vern out in left field, he'll hit fifth, followed by Leandro Arias, he's the third baseman, batting sixth. Anderson De Los Santos, not to be confused with Jeffrey De Los Santos, he is Aberdeen's first baseman, he hits seventh. Jake Cunningham out in right field, bats eighth, and then Ryan Stafford behind the plate rounds out the Ironbirds order. On the bump tonight for Aberdeen, lefty by the name of Juan Rojas. Still young is Rojas. Numbers for him so far this year through eight games, three of them starts, 24 innings, ERA of an even three, but an 0-3 record, 25 strikeouts to 17 walks across those 24 frames. Now for Brooklyn, twice as many wins as losses, 30-15 as they ring in another homestand here on this Tuesday. The nine for the Cyclones tonight, A.J. Ewing, the leadoff man. He is out in right field this evening. Carson Benj, told you about him earlier. He's the center fielder hitting second. Great to see Jacob Reimer in the lineup. He's the DH tonight, batting third. Jesus Baez, the shortstop, cleans up, coming off that South Atlantic League Player of the Week award. Marco Vargas, who has still reached in every game he has played this year, he's the second baseman, batting fifth. Chris Suero, next to him defensively, plays first base tonight and bats sixth. Boston Barrow at the hot corner, batting seventh. Ronald Hernandez is the catcher for Brooklyn. He hits eighth. And then Troy Schreffler out in left field bats ninth. On the bump tonight for the Cyclones, Brendan Gurton. Numbers for the former Oklahoma Sooner coming into play tonight across 8 games, 6 starts, 2-1 record, 3.81 ERA across 28.1 innings, 36 strikeouts to 17 walks. And again, you remember Gurton, that last home start, just magnificent. 5 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 hit, 1 run. Probably the best start of his pro career so far. Now trying to pick up right where he left off from 2 weeks ago here against the Winston-Salem Dash. So that's our backdrop on this Tuesday as we get ready to rock and roll here. Game 1 of 6, Cyclones and Ironbirds. Gurton against Rojas. Time for one more break. We'll step aside for the national anthem when we come back. First pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on a Tuesday from Coney Island. Cyclones are taking the field. That means it's national anthem time. Don't go anywhere. Back after these messages.
To major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get 2 drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Thank you, Keith. Welcome back out here to Coney Island on this overcast Tuesday evening, opening game of this 6-game homestand between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds, Mets and Orioles in High A. South Atlantic League Baseball alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Glad to have you with us on this beautiful Tuesday night. Brendan Gurton warming up on the mound for the Cyclones, getting ready to make the start for Brooklyn here today. Gurton, the right-hander, standing at 6'1", 210 pounds from Gage, Oklahoma. Mets 10th round pick last year out of the University of Oklahoma, making his 9th appearance and 7th start. 2-1 record, a 3.81 ERA, 27 hits in 28 and a third innings, 17 walks to 36 strikeouts on the year. Gurton, last time out against Jersey Shore, that was last Tuesday, went 4 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on a season-high tying 4 hits, did walk 3, struck out 4, really the biggest blow for him, just like it was in his last home start, gave up a solo home run early to Dylan Campbell. And one ended up becoming a 6-4 Brooklyn defeat last Tuesday night. But Johnny, last time Gurton started here on Coney Island was far and away his best outing of his young pro career.
And we could kind of just tell right from the jump that he just looked a little different, right? Even beyond just the pace, that much was obvious. But just from a confidence standpoint, okay, buckle down after you're allowed that solo home run to start the ball game, and then from the rest of the way on, was pretty much unfazed the entirety of the rest of his start, and I'm hoping for his sake that he can try to find a similar energy tonight, because it was certainly something special to watch against the Dash a couple of weeks ago.
Griff O'Farrell will lead things off tonight. First pitch of the ball game from Brendan Gurton, fouled out of play to the right, and we are underway at 6:03 Eastern. O'Farrell hitting at 212, three homers, 19 RBI, a 612 OPS. The 0-1 is a breaking ball, misses high. It was the slider that time, one ball and one strike. O'Farrell 0-3 on Sunday, did drive in a run, stole a couple of bags. The 1-1 pitch is a slider on the outside corner. And O'Farrell behind 1-2. O'Farrell, though, heating up offensively, hitting 291. Over his last 14, the 1-2 pitch is hit back up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. So O'Farrell starts tonight with a single back through the box. And the Ironbirds have one on and nobody out. Something worth watching. Brooklyn entering play today. Second most stolen bases in the league. They have been phenomenal on the base paths so far this season. But they are well behind the first place team, and that is Aberdeen, who has over 110 stolen bags this season. First pitch to Vance Honeycutt, and the second of two Oriole first round picks to lead off this lineup takes a called strike. 0-1. Honeycutt, first round pick, number 22 overall last year out of North Carolina. A one strike pitch. Up and in at 93. Evens up at one ball and one strike. Honeycutt hitting at 204. Two homers, 11 RBI. Had a good game on Sunday. Two hits, a triple, two RBI. Spinning a throwback to first, and O'Farrell dives back safely. Yeah, you look at the speed numbers right now. Brooklyn, 100 stolen bases on the year. And yet they are still 20 behind Aberdeen. Jeez. For the league lead. And Brooklyn is well on their way to obliterating their previous franchise record. The 1-1. This is down and away, another slider. Two balls and a strike. The last year Aberdeen set a franchise record. I think they also came close. If not, they did set a minor league record for stolen bases. Want to say they stole over 300 bags last year. 2-1. Foul to the screen. It's 2-2. Helped having a guy like Enrique Bradfield Jr. last year atop their lineup. There was a lot of speed in the league last year between Bradfield and Chandler Simpson, who's now wrecking havoc at the big league level for the Rays. One on and nobody out. 2-2 the count on Honeycutt. Gurton's pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on that cutter. Darting away from him, so Honeycutt down on strikes. That's been his biggest problem so far this season, the K's. Honeycutt last week, 11 strikeouts and 21 at-bats against Wilmington. 37 and 70 at-bats coming into play in the month of May. So one on and one out for Ethan Anderson, O'Farrell's old college teammate at Virginia. First pitch, and Anderson, a tapper towards first base, going to be picked up in foul ground just at the last second by Suero. I think Suero was trying to make that play before it went into foul ground. It doesn't matter, that the call. No balls and a strike. Umpiring crew tonight, Larry Pettis calling the balls and strikes. David Sabal on the bases. Also get you a look at Brooklyn defensively here tonight. On what is an overcast Tuesday evening here from Coney Island. Wind whipping in and towards the third baseline. One strike pitch, runner goes, swing, and did he miss it or a foul ball? They'll call it a foul ball. Or they call it catcher's interference. Anderson's taking off his equipment, thinking he should go down to first base. And Anderson totally perplexed right now. The home plate umpire, Larry Pettis, the manager, Ryan Gall, down from the third base coach's box. I didn't see anything that would deem catcher's interference on that last play. Didn't hear anything either.
I think the case that Anderson is trying to make right now is what the base umpire ruled. Certainly appeared like Pettis threw both arms up in the air as if to signal dead ball, foul ball. but watching Anderson make his argument and even Gall, the manager, making his way down, both of those guys motioning out towards the base umpire as if David Sabal had signaled something different.
So 0-2 now on Anderson. Here's the pitch from Gerton. And that's fouled off the wrists. And the count stays. And no balls and two strikes.
I do have to say, Justin, I am a little surprised that we haven't seen Griff O'Farrell take off for second base yet.
Has been static over at first base outside of the pitch that Anderson fouled off. They thought Anderson missed it. Two-strike pitch. Drops low with a slider. 1-2 now on Anderson. Left to right in the outfield for Brooklyn, Troy Schreffler Jr., Carson Benj, and A.J. Ewing. Third to first around the infield, Boston Barrow, Jesus Baez, Marco Vargas, and Chris Suero, with Ronald Hernandez, the catcher, behind the plate. Spin and a throwback to first. O'Farrell gets back safely. But right now here on Coney Island, as you mentioned, cloudy skies here today. Been that way pretty much all afternoon long here. The far end of Brooklyn. 1-2, there goes the runner. Pitch up and away, throw down by Hernandez. The tag by Baez, and he's out. Hernandez's throw got there on a hop, but a good tag by Baez, and O'Farrell caught stealing for out number two.
Well, you had a feeling Hernandez was expecting it, right? I wonder if Ronnie was almost maybe even surprised that they hadn't tried it once already. But you know, every catcher in the series, with the way these two teams like to run, they are expecting that more often than not.
2-2 pitch, up and away, a full count. At the fourth time O'Farrell has been caught this season. Anderson, lefty batter, the pitch, 3-2, hit high in the air to right. Going back is Ewing, now coming in several steps. Still make the catch over his head, and Gerton faces the minimum. In the first, no runs, one hit, nobody left on the caught stealing. At the end of half an inning, it's Aberdeen nothing. Here comes Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Juan Rojas, the southpaw, on the mound for the Ironbirds here this evening. The left-hander standing at 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, 21 years old, from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Rojas on the season for the Ironbirds, making his ninth appearance, fourth start, 0-3 record, an ERA of 3, 22 hits in 24 innings, has struggled a bit with the command, 17 walks to 25 strikeouts so far this year, coming off one of his best, certainly his longest outing of the year, 4 2/3 innings against Wilmington last Tuesday, one run, only gave up one hit, hit a batter, walked one, struck out four, and so the lefty facing a lefty-laden Brooklyn lineup here tonight. As a matter of fact, you will face at least four lefties in the lineup here today. A.J. Ewing to lead off, first pitch, and Ewing a roller behind the plate. And the count, no balls and a strike. A.J. with Brooklyn so far this year, hitting at 352. A homer and 10 RBIs. Ewing has just been so impressive all year long, entering play today. third in the minors in batting average and stolen bases. The one strike pitch sweeps down and away. And the count 1-1. Overall on the year, a .373 batting average and 32 stolen bases. Also top 10 in the minors, triples on base percentage and OPS, the 1-1. And Ewing hits this one on a hop to second base. Nice play by Estrada to his left. And from the outfield, Turf throws on to first to retire Ewing. One away. So one up and one down. That'll bring up Carson Bench. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Austin Overn, Vance Honeycutt, Jay Cunningham. Third to first around the infield, Leandro Arias, Griffo Farrell. The aforementioned Aaron Estrada and Anderson De Los Santos. Ryan Stafford behind the plate. First pitch to Bench. Breaking ball misses inside. 1-0. Bench hitting at .321 now. Four homers, 26 RBI. Rojas hides his eyes, the 1-0. And Bench takes low. Two balls and no strikes on him. Carson entering play today. 18 game on base streak going back to May the 3rd. The 2-0. Outside, it's three balls and no strikes. Bench, great week last week. Entering play today now. Tied for the league lead in triples. Second in OPS. The 3-0 pitch on the outside corner, 3-1. Only player in the league that has a better OPS is the guy waiting on deck, Jacob Reimer. How about that for a 1-2-3 punch in your lineup? The payoff, inside and low, ball 4. He walked him. So make it a 19-game on base streak for Bench. Entered play today, fifth in the league in walks. Earns another free pass. And Brooklyn with one on and one out for Jacob Reimer.
And number 32 on the year. Walks to strikeouts dead even. 32 apiece for Carson, whose plate discipline just continues to be outstanding.
And what a great sight to see Reimer in the lineup today after the scary scene in Game 2 on Sunday. First pitch to Reimer, fastball inside at 89. 1-0 the count. Reimer hitting at .321, 7 homers, 34 RBI, and OPS up over 1,000 on the season. A Reimer hit on the forearm in Game 2 with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball Sunday as that breaking ball misses by his feet. Two balls and no strikes, and the way Reimer went down, he almost hit Kylie Holton, the athletic trainer, with his helmet. He spiked it in frustration as she was coming out to take a look. Reimer immediately got up and walked off the field. I had a chance to speak with him pregame today, and he was like the rest of us. He assumed that it was broken. The 2-0 pitch, high, three balls and no strikes. Said he saw his arm turning bluish-purple, and so he imagined that it was broken. But it turned out to just be a blood vessel issue. X-rays came back negative. And Reimer back in the lineup as the DH today. The 3-0 pitch. Reimer gets the green light, gets under one to center. Coming on is Honeycutt. And he'll put it away for the second out. You hold your breath after the season he had last year. He even dealt with some injury in his first full season in 2023. But Reimer is such a positive guy, always smiling. Can understand why he reacted that way. Anytime anything like that's going to happen to him this year, I'm sure he's holding his breath along with everybody else. So now it's Jesus Baez. First pitch to him, taken low. One ball and no strikes. Rojas, just four of his first 13 pitches have been strikes. Baez hitting at .289 now. Five homers, 25 RBI. That is how good of a week he had last week. The 1-0 pitch. Baez thought about it, called strike down and in. Count evens at one. Baez, as we mentioned, reached base in 17 of 23 plate appearances last week. Went 6-for-8 in the doubleheader on Friday with three extra base hits, two home runs, seven RBI. He drove in more runs than Jersey Shore scored in those two games. 1-1 pitch. And Baez breaks his bat, floater out into left field, but it's going to hang up for Austin Auvern to retire the side. So Rojas works around the one-out walk. No runs, no hits, one man left at the end of an inning of play. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Ayo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef, or a real bite of New York.
The Maimonides Park Beach Club offers some of the best seats in the house. Located right behind home plate, you'll be able to enjoy the game with an awesome view while seated at our half-moon style tables and high-top chairs. Seats come in groups of two or four, and you'll also have your own dedicated food and drink server so that you don't have to worry about missing any of the game waiting on the lines. So come check it out, the Beach Club at Maimonides Park. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Going back out to the mound, Brendan Gurton, as we move to the top of the second inning here from Coney Island. Reminder, folks, 11 a.m. start tomorrow, Education Day at the ballpark. So mark your calendars, have some breakfast with Johnny and I on the broadcast, or come out to the ballpark and enjoy the game for yourself. Gates open 10 o'clock tomorrow. Johnny and I pregame 10:45, 11 a.m. first pitch, R.J. Gordon. We'll get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow. Blake Money will get the ball for the Ironbirds. Should be a fun one tomorrow. Aaron Estrada to lead off for the Ironbirds in the second inning. First pitch to him. This is inside by the toes. One ball and no strikes. Estrada, best hitter statistically on this Aberdeen lineup. 318 average, a homer, 15 RBIs as this pulled foul. Count evens at one. Estrada in his first home run of the season on Sunday. Coming into play, 8-game hitting streak. 11 for his last 29, the 1-1. And this one line to third. Sliding catch there by Barrow. Diving towards the third base bag. One out. Nice play by Barrow. Didn't have much time to react playing in against a potential Estrada bunt. So one away for Austin Auvern. Auvern hitting at 230 in 36 games, four homers, 13 RBI. Walked twice, stole a couple of bags Sunday, corners in, and Auvern takes a strike, it's 0-1. Yeah, we had our crack research team look it up in terms of Aberdeen last year stolen bases-wise. As Auvern checks his swing, doesn't matter, a strike anyway, 0-2. So shout-out to our AGM and boss Billy Harner, 363 stolen bases last year for Aberdeen. They had five different players last year steal 30 or more bases. Three of them stole 40 or more as Auvern down on strikes. Got him on the back foot slider. Another punch out for Brendan Gurton. And too quickly retired in the second inning, his second K. There were only two other teams in minor league baseball last year that stole 300 or more bases. One of them was the Orioles single-A affiliate in Delmarva. As this one chopped into the dugout by Leandro Arias, it's 0-1. The other being the Rays single-A affiliate in Charleston. One strike pitch. Fastball at the knees, it's 0-2. Arias hitting at 229, a homer, 19 batted in. He's reached in eight straight games. The 0-2 up and away, a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn Navy alternates today. Cyclones and gold script across the chest. Gold numerals front and back. The 1-2 inside and low. Two balls and two strikes now. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Gurton. Red, gold, and blue piping along the side. Navy cap, Navy bill. With the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. The 2-2. At the knee, strike three called, inning over. Brendan Gurton faces the minimum for the second straight inning, his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. He's got three punch-outs through two. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of one and a half, it is still scoreless on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Every Tuesday at Maimonides Park is a BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one. Each Tuesday on Coney Island, for every one ticket you purchase, you can get another completely free. Offer is valid up to 14 tickets overall. On our website, on the ticket menu, select an even number of tickets and be sure to click where it says Cyclones Buy One. Then, for the second even number ticket, you'll click Cyclones Get One Free on the drop down. For tickets and more info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the second inning here on Coney Island. 5-6-7 due up for Brooklyn in the frame alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Right now here on Coney Island, cloudy skies, 63 degrees at the ballpark, 10-mile-per-hour wind gusts out to the south. At some point, it's going to start feeling a little bit more like summer. Every now and then during these homestands to start there, we've gotten a little tease into what it's going to be going forward into the summer.
That's a perfect way of describing it. Nothing more than a tease.
I'm going to say the weather here, certainly the last two homestands, better than what it was last week on the road against Jersey Shore. Battling the weather all week, and you can understand if the Cyclones roster and coaching staff was exhausted by the end of last week in game two of that doubleheader on Sunday. First pitch to Marco Vargas. Lefty batter takes a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. I was exhausted by the end of the week, and all I do is sit and watch the game. The one strike pitch. Vargas fouls it off the screen, 0-2.
I think you're selling yourself a little short there, no?
In layman's terms, that's the nexus of what I feel like I do on a day-to-day basis. But I appreciate the sentiment. Two-strike pitch. Vargas takes down and away 1-2. I say that more in comparison to what these guys do on a day-to-day basis with it. Either working out or doing it on field work, hitting in the cage, not to mention playing a full 7- or 9-inning ball game. 1-2 to Marco. On the inside corner, got him looking. So Vargas down on strikes for Rojas. That is first strikeout. One up, one down for the southpaw here in the second inning. Brings up Chris Suero. Hitting at 230, 7 homers, 26 RBIs. Suero a chance of the off day yesterday. Go back home to the Bronx. See family and friends. Do a little shopping, a little home cooking. First pitch to Chris. There's a fastball at 90 for strike one. Suero going the new haircut here tonight. A one strike pitch. This fouled back. It's 0-2. Had long locks through the first month and a half of the season. But shaved it all off. Got more of a buzz cut going on right now. The 0-2, high, a ball and two strikes. Rojas, the lefty, not originally signed by the Orioles, originally signed in 2021 by the Twins. Came over about a year later to the Orioles in a trade deadline move, the 1-2, and Suero rips it down the left field line. There's the first Brooklyn base hit of the night into the left field corner. I promise I can get the words out. As Chris Suero motors into second with his seventh double of the year. Boy, did he scorch at 108 miles an hour off the lumber. Brooklyn's first hit. Cyclones have a man in scoring position with one out.
Oh, it was a slider from Rojas and one that he just left middle. Didn't have the bite that he envisioned. Suero's eyes, sure, evidently lit up like a Christmas tree, and he attacked for extra bases.
So a runner at second and one out. Here is Boston Barrow. Barrow homered in game two on Sunday. Two-run shot. First pitch to him. A towering fly ball out into right. In and towards the line is the right fielder Cunningham, racing all the way in, almost up the right field line. Able to make the catch. That will keep Suero put at second base. It's that kind of night weather-wise here on Coney Island. Barrow, aesthetically off the bat, sort of looked like the home run ball he hit on Sunday against Jersey Shore, but with the wind blowing in off the Atlantic Ocean here today, that was just beat down, and that's why Cunningham had to run so far in to make the catch. So going to be a tough night for lefty batters getting the ball in the air, at least to that side of the diamond, as here is the switch hitting Ronald Hernandez. Runner at second, two out. First pitch taken for a called strike one. Ronald hitting at 264, three homers and 26 RBI. Heating up again at the plate offensively. The one strike pitch, and Hernandez fouls it towards us off the facing of the AV room. Heads up, Ricky Viola. Anthony on the PA. Will McCaffrey, the official scorer tonight. Ironically, Dan and Jake, the two guys who were sitting outside, they were the guys that were fine. Two-strike pitch upcoming. Rojas spins and looks the runner back.
Although I think they might have been the two guys that flinched the most.
Well, they don't have a window in front of them. Helps to have that plexiglass. I wonder if that's ever shattered. I feel like that's a harbinger question to something that's going to happen way too quickly after I say it. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball, down and in. Punched him out with a slider, second strikeout of the inning, and the night for Rojas as he works around the one-out Suero double. No runs, one hit, and one man left on base after two here on Coney Island. No score on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beer, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top half of the third inning. Both teams, no runs, one hit, no errors through the first two innings tonight. Brooklyn has left a pair on so far here at the ballpark. Aberdeen about to bring 7, 8, and 9 to the plate. Should be a fun one later this week. Mark your calendars, set your DVRs, folks. Thursday night, Cyclones baseball back on SNY. Frankie Montas going to make a rehab start here on Coney Island. Jonathan Santucci, the top pitching prospect on this roster, expected to follow him. Should be a fun one Thursday night, 6:30 on SNY. Anderson De Los Santos to lead off here in the top of the third, Johnny.
Yeah, really looking forward to that one. Should be fun on Thursday when we go back to night games after the matinee come tomorrow, Education Day. As for tonight, not a ton of offense to tell you about. Only two hits between the two teams. And the first pitch from Brendan Gurton of this top half of the third inning misses outside. And the count 1-0 on Anderson De Los Santos. Pitch home, and De Los Santos takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. So far, so good for Brendan. Leadoff single, but he was plucked off the bases, caught stealing. Gurton does have three strikeouts already, and De Los Santos sensing that pace that Gurton likes to work with. He calls time ahead of a 1-1 delivery. Digs back in, ready to go, and practically immediately Gurton into the wind is 1-1. Down and away, two balls and a strike. For Brendan, mentioned the five-inning, nine-strikeout performance last time here at Maimonides Park is 2-1. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball tailing down and away. It's 2-2. Gurton's also thrown at least 70 pitches in three straight outings coming into this Tuesday night. The leash has been long for him recently. 2-2. Little bit inside. Hernandez was ready to chuck it around the infield. Larry Pettis said it was a bit too close to the elbows. So the count is full. Gurton operating out of that full windup. Just getting going. No score. Top three pitch. And that's outside for ball four. So that breaks a streak of five straight retired by Gurton. Second time today, the Ironbirds put the leadoff man on. That's his first free pass of the night. One on, nobody out now for Jake Cunningham, the Aberdeen right fielder. We told you this Aberdeen team loves to fly. De Los Santos off of first base as Cunningham digs in. Gurton will shift gears, work out of the stretch now. And his first toss home inside the count 1-0 to the righty swinging at Cunningham. 7-8-9 for Aberdeen up here in the frame. Cunningham hitting a 214 this season. He's a fifth round draftee back in 2023 out of Charlotte. 1-0. And Cunningham fouls it back to the net. It's 1-1. Cunningham, a Charlotte guy through and through. That's his hometown. Stayed close to home to play his college ball, and the Orioles took him in the fifth round a couple of summers ago. He slipped in that draft. Did have a right ankle injury that he was dealing with that sort of hampered him throughout junior year of college ball. Close stance for the righty batter, and a 1-1 offering on the outer edge. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. Every time we play the Ironbirds, got to give them props. Love those sky blue jerseys. Baby blue, not quite Tar Heel blue, maybe a little darker than that. Think more St. Louis Cardinals alternates. 1-2, Cunningham slaps it in the air, foul to the parking lot, and we'll do it again at 1-2.
Regardless, got to make Vance Honeycutt feel at home.
That is true. Former Tar Heel himself, used to the threads. I'm a sucker for a good baby blue, sky blue, what have you. Here comes a 1-2, Gurton ahead, pitch, swinging a line drive, hooking foul toward the Brooklyn bullpen. And it will stay right there at a ball and two strikes. Gurton has already put away three guys today via the punchdown. A couple of swinging Ks, one backwards K as well, as Cunningham on the ropes here. Infield playing back outside of the first baseman, Suero. He holds on the runner. The 1-2 on the outer edge, strike three call, 95. Gurton pumping gas, painting corners. He has struck out three of the last four that he's faced. He's got four strikeouts on the night, and that's a big one because now there's one on and one out for Ryan Stafford, last Ironbird batter to come to the plate for the first time tonight. Stafford, the Ironbird's catcher, digs in from the right side. Gurton to the plate, down and away, and the count 1-0. Stafford at just .176 so far this year for Aberdeen. De Los Santos off of first base. Just a small lead for him with Suero holding him on. Gurton's pitch. Foul tip. 1-1. 92 that time from the righty in Gurton. So mention Brendan and the success that he has experienced as of recently. Coming off an outing on the road last week in Jersey Shore when he gave up only two runs over 4 1/3. Belt set, 1-1. Slapped back towards the parking lot. It is 1-2. Interestingly enough, Gurton has given up a home run in each of his previous two outings. That was something that he did not do at all through his first six games of the season, but has been taken deep just once in each of the last two contests. Despite the fact that the numbers as of more recently have been outstanding. Here comes a 1-2 home. Upstairs. And it's two balls and two strikes. Brendan did face this Aberdeen squad once already this year, much like his counterpart Juan Rojas has faced Brooklyn once already this season. Back in that mid-April series down in Maryland. 2-2, runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. Not in time. So almost an inning ending. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Not quite. It is still another strikeout for Gerton, though, who has now punched four of the last five. Aberdeen does grab a stolen base, though, as De Los Santos up into scoring position with two away. Back to the top we go now for Griff O'Farrell. But for Gerton, that last time out against the Ironbirds after Brendan ends his brief conversation with David Sabal, the base umpire. Not sure if Sabal was having an issue with Gerton's delivery. First pitch downstairs to O'Farrell, and the count 1-0. Took a no decision back on April the 17th, did Gerton against these Ironbirds. Not his best day. 3 1/3, three runs, all of them earned on four hits with three walks. De Los Santos off second, two gone, no score here, top three. 1-0 from the righty. Wave and a miss. 94 upstairs. O'Farrell could not catch up to it. And it is one ball and one strike. Griff, one of the more highly touted prospects that this Aberdeen roster has to offer right now. Number 7 in the Baltimore top 30 per MLB.com. 1-1. O'Farrell hits it foul in the wrong direction, backwards. And the count is 1-2. A lot of good four-seamers here from Gerton, who is consistently sitting 94, 95. That fastball has had some good late life. And another two-strike count here on the Ironbird leadoff man. De Los Santos off of second. No one really paying him a ton of mind. Gerton, though, does step off just to look him back for that exact reason. Nobody was really holding him on. So Gerton doesn't want to let him stray too far off the pillow. For a 1-2 delivery to O'Farrell. Singled his first time. Takes this 1-2 fastball up and away at 95 on the gun. And it's even at 2-2. Infield swung about halfway to the left. 2-2. Runner goes. Hit in the air to right field. Ewing camps underneath it. Now darts in and to his left. Fights the wind and makes it look easy to make the grab to retire the side. So for Aberdeen in the frame, the leadoff walk, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left in scoring position. We are through 2.5, no score, bottom three we go from Maimonides Park.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Hi, this is Carson Benj, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you like good pitching, this has been a game for you through 2.5. No score, Brooklyn and Aberdeen, as we go to the bottom of the third. Appreciate you spending some time with us on this Tuesday night. Cyclones and Ironbirds for the first time this year from Brooklyn. Of course, that mid-April series down in Aberdeen. Cyclones have been awesome here on Coney Island all season. 16-5, the Brooklyn record at home. Chance to improve it for the better. Brand new six-game set here this week against Aberdeen. 9-1-2 to the plate for the Cyclones. Troy Schreffler, A.J. Ewing, and Carson Benj to face the southpaw Juan Rojas. Third inning of work for the Ironbird starter, and his first pitch is whacked in the air to left center field. Pretty well struck by Schreffler. O'Vern and Honeycutt converging into the gap. Is whacked in the air to left center field. Pretty well struck by Schreffler. O'Vern and Honeycutt converging into the gap. And the center fielder Honeycutt makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Schreffler gave it a ride, but a nice job by Honeycutt to track it down. And one up, one down, one pitch, one. Schreffler gave it a ride, but a nice job by Honeycutt to track it down. And one up, one down, one pitch, one. A one misses low to bench. And it is even at a ball and a strike. For Rojas, part of a trade between the Twins and Orioles a couple of years ago. That sent Jorge Lopez to Minnesota, a name that should ring a bell if you're a Met fan. 1-1. There's a strike on the inner half. And the count is 1-2. Rojas still just 21 years old. This is his first year pitching above the single-A level here with High A Aberdeen. In the driver's seat, 1-2 on bench. Here it comes. And Carson checks his swing and holds. Pitch was low for a ball. It is even at 2-2. Yeah, Rojas is coming over to Baltimore with a couple of other names. Yainer Cano in the Baltimore bullpen, who was the awesome eighth inning guy behind Felix Bautista, Baltimore closer past number of years. 2-2. Bench just grabs a piece to stay alive. It remains 2-2. Cade Povich, who is now a member of a struggling Orioles rotation, also came over in that same trade. So Baltimore getting their money's worth when they did flip Lopez to Minnesota back in 2022. Obviously, Rojas still a question mark, but oh so young. Plenty of time to see if it pans out. 2-2 to Benj. That's in there. Strike three call. Well, he froze Benj with an off speed. Gave him the slider and just tucked it on the inner half. Don't see a ton of backwards K's to Carson Benj. But evidently a little too close to take. And now two away with Ewing still patiently aboard on second for Jacob Reimer. Reimer digs in, 0-for-1 today, flied out to center, his first time to the plate. Big lead for Ewing off of second. Lefty fires, and Reimer just nubs it foul right in front of home plate. And the count, nothing and one. Yeah, you could say Jacob facing maybe his first mini kind of rough patch, if you will. 2 for his last 16, still having an unreal month of May. Hitting 324 since we flipped the calendar over from April, even with that 2-for-16 stretch. A one, and Reimer again hits it right on top of home plate. Foul ball, nothing and two. 964 is the OPS for Reimer in the month of May so far. Still hitting at 321 with the 7 homers, 34 batted in, 37 runs scored. Not in a big spot here, but in an 0-2 hole with Ewing off of second, and Rojas steps off. If you're just joining us, no score, bottom three, A.J. Ewing hit by a pitch. And then a stolen base to put him in scoring position. Reimer, though, back against the wall, nothing and two, and he takes a pitch down and away. It is one ball and two strikes. The lights are on here at Maimonides Park on an overcast evening. Not a ton of blue sky to go around, so night like tonight, you'll take as much light as you can get. 1-2 up coming to Reimer. Rojas a long set. Here it comes. Up and away. Good job by Jacob to battle back from 0-2 to 2-2. Jin Rojas has already seen these Cyclones once, was in a little bit of a different capacity, though. Came out of the bullpen in a contest down in Maryland a few weeks ago. 2-2 to Reimer, and he cracks it in the air. Right center field, not very deep. Cunningham in practically all the way to the infield turf, makes the catch to retire the side. So the one out hit by pitch, A.J. Ewing a stolen bag, but Brooklyn leaves him at second base. No runs, no hits, and one man left. We've played three on this Tuesday night. No score between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the fourth from Maimonides Park. Still only two hits in this ballgame so far. Brooklyn and Aberdeen one apiece. Brendan Gerton back to work to begin this top of the fourth. Second time through the order now for Gerton, ready to face 2-3-4. Honeycutt, Anderson, and Estrada, some of the big bats in this Aberdeen lineup. Only base hit for the Ironbirds so far today came to start the ball game. Riff O'Farrell's leadoff single was quickly negated after he was caught stealing. Gerton's first pitch is an off-speed offering for a strike on the outside corner to Vance Honeycutt, and the count is nothing and one. Honeycutt already one of five strikeout victims today. A 1-2 him in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Orioles took him at number 22 overall back in the 2024 draft out of North Carolina. Fouled back, it's 1-2. Honeycutt became the 25th first-round pick in UNC history. Storied program down in Chapel Hill. Not just hoops on the diamond, too. 1-2 upcoming. Gerton deals, and Honeycutt swings and misses. Strike three. Filthy pitch from Gerton that just fell off the table. Slider down and away. And he gets Honeycutt down swinging. For the second time tonight, bases empty, one gone. Still no score. Now here is Ethan Anderson up to bat. I remember Gerton last time he was here had the 9 strikeouts. So far today through 3 1/3, he's got 6. Another first pitch strike as Anderson came up empty-handed at the fastball upstairs. And it is nothing and one. Anderson flying out to right his first time up this evening. And he calls time. Not the first time we've seen an Aberdeen batter ask for a timeout. Earlier in the count, a 1 is fouled back. And Gerton ahead, nothing and two, just continuing to pepper the strike zone. Pipeline has Anderson at number 18 on the O's top 30. 0-2 to him is up and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Ironbirds coming off a 3-3 week at home against Wilmington last week. 1-2. Anderson takes strike three called. How about number 7 for Gerton through 3 2/3? He hasn't allowed a hit since the leadoff man, and he has been absolutely cooking here over the last couple of frames. That is his third backward K already. Now Aaron Estrada. First pitch down and in towards the cleats. And the count 1-0. Estrada, switch hitter, batting left, 1-0. And he takes a little off the plate, 2 balls and no strikes. One of the rare times today we've seen Gerton fall behind early. Yet despite the 500 week for Aberdeen, might have felt like maybe a little better than that, 2-0. And a ground ball back to the pitcher for Gerton, who fumbles initially, but plenty of time to recover and make an underhand toss. Yeah, the Ironbirds had a couple of walk-off wins at home on Friday night and in game one of a doubleheader on Saturday. No score to the bottom of the fourth we go. Brooklyn and Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia.
Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here.
Moving right along to the bottom of the fourth we go, almost the top of the 7 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. Thanks for hanging out with us, Johnny and Justin with you. No score, Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Brendan Gurton, Juan Rojas, certainly each doing their part. Brooklyn starter Brendan Gurton already with 7 strikeouts tonight. Not quite as many for Rojas, but he has been every bit as effective. Ready to face the heart of the Brooklyn order here. 4-5-6, bottom of the fourth. That stretch begins with the reigning South Atlantic League Player of the Week, Jesus Baez. Big righty bat with some pop digs in against the lefty arm in Rojas. His first pitch of the fourth is a strike that sizzles over at 84 on the gun. And the count nothing and one to Baez. Flat out to left field, his first time up tonight did Baez. A 1-2 him. Jesus takes up and away, and it's even at 1-1. 5-game hitting streak for Baez, as you might expect. 4 multi-hit games during that span. 1-1. Baez takes a strike. 1-2. I don't know if Jesus loved the call. He certainly was displeased with a called strike in his previous at-bat. So he's given Larry Pettis an earful so far through a couple of innings. 1-2, and Baez smokes it on the ground to second. Off 2 hops, Estrada on the backhand. Relays over to first in time for the out. Baez hit it hard, but hit it on the ground, not too far away from the second baseman, Aaron Estrada. One away now for Marco Vargas here in the bottom of the fourth of this scoreless tie. 3 straight retired by Rojas. Only hit he's allowed was a one-out double from Chris Suero in the second. Now he gets Marco Vargas. Lefty bat. First toss. Vargas fouls it back to the net. It is nothing and one. Marco 0-for-1. Struck out looking his first time up. Saw his 5-game hitting streak come to an end on Sunday. Still has reached safely in all 33 games he has played this year. That, of course, between single A and high A. A 1. Vargas takes outside. It's even in a ball and a strike. Does feel remarkable for somebody who, since joining Brooklyn, is only at 216 with the batting average. Still found a way to be productive. That patient eye just has a knack for getting on base. 1-1 to the lefty. And Vargas takes downstairs 2-1. Infield slightly playing him to pull. Third baseman Arias off the line. Second baseman Estrada shaded towards first. 2-1. Vargas pokes it foul out towards Surf Avenue. Won't quite make it that far. Believe that one parked itself on the rooftop. Couple sections over to our left. 2-2. Vargas stands towards the back of that lefty batter's box. As Rojas works out of the full windup, his pitch. And Vargas stings it on the ground, foul, third base wing. And we will do it again at 2-2. So for Rojas, mentioned this year, the first time he is pitching above the single A level for the now 21-year-old. Spent majority of last year single-A Delmarva did, Rojas. But the big issue for him was the walks. 2-2. And Vargas just grabs a piece to stay alive. It'll stay right there at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So far tonight for Rojas, the one walk and the one hit batter. But you look at the numbers for the lefty last year with the Shorebirds. 30 free passes across 53.2 innings. Far too many. Here comes a 2-2, and Vargas takes strike three. Good breaking ball from Rojas. Just froze Marco in that lefty batter's box. And for the second time tonight, Vargas is down looking. Now 4 strikeouts for Rojas. Space is empty, 2 away, still no score. Now here is the only Cyclone with a hit so far tonight. That is Chris Suero. Rojas operating out of that full wind, a quick wind, and Suero cuts and misses. And the count 0-1. We were telling you about that series down in Aberdeen in mid-April. Worth noting, Brooklyn did win that series, took 4 of 6 down in Maryland. A one-up coming to Suero, pitch. And Chris takes a little bit off the plate. Rojas wanted the call and get the benefit of the doubt. Brooklyn now 6-0-2. In series this year, 3-0-1 here at Maimonides Park. That series record, 1-1. And there's a strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. You got to go all the way back to August of last year to find the last time Brooklyn lost a series. Even if they hit a small bump, a small rough patch, Gilbert Gomez and his staff, whether it was tail end of last year, first chunk of change here this year, have done a great job in not letting that really become an extended stretch. 1-2 to Suero, check swing. He did not go, says David Sabal, the base umpire. I think Rojas thought he had him for sure. Looks kind of awkward because that pitch was way upstairs. So for Suero to check his swing at a pitch that high, didn't look like your traditional check swing, but he held. And now a 2-2 upcoming with the bases empty and 2 away. Here it comes. Suero pops it up. Right side of the infield, De Los Santos backpedaling, waving everybody off, and squeezes it with 2 hands to retire the side. So a 1-2-3 for Juan Rojas. That is the first time he has done that tonight. We are through 4 here at Maimonides Park. No score. Let's go to the 5th on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There's no shortage of premium seating at Maimonides Park. Come join the fun this summer by enjoying a Cyclones game from one of our premium suites or rooftop locations. Cyclones Party Suites and the Brooklyn Rooftop offer million-dollar views and rent-controlled prices. These climate-controlled, fully catered areas offer breathtaking views of the Atlantic Ocean and Coney Island amusements and are the perfect setting for a gathering of friends, co-workers, or clients. Also new for 2025, the brand new On Deck Club. The space is located at the top of Section 4, features an open deck space designed to feel like your own backyard oasis. For pricing, menus, and additional info, be sure to visit BrooklynCyclones.com or give us a call at 718-37-BKLYN. Amazing starts here.
Moving right along as we go to the top of the 5th. No score between Aberdeen and Brooklyn. What has been a pitcher's duel through and through. Brendan Gurton, Juan Rojas have each looked sublime so far tonight through 4. See if that continues into the middle innings here. Aberdeen ready to send 5, 6, and 7 to the plate. Austin Overn, Leandro Arias, and Anderson De Los Santos. Gurton back to work, and with the play-by-play, here is Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Well, somebody's got a score tonight. Scoreless game through 4 innings here today. Both pitchers twirling a one-hitter to this point in the night. Austin Overn will lead things off. Struck out swinging in his only at-bat so far today for the Ironbirds. Lefty against the righty, first pitch, and Overn takes in by the shins. 1-0. Overn, former third-round pick of the Orioles out of USC. 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. Overn college teammates with former Cyclones DeAndre Smith and Ryland Thomas. One of the Orioles' top 30 prospects. Right on the back end, number 29 by Baseball America, number 30 by MLB Pipeline, the 2-0. And he's late on the high fastball, 2-1. Was a two-sport athlete at USC. Spent his first semester on campus as a wide receiver on USC's football team. So you can imagine O'Vern part of that speed that the Ironbirds have used so far this season. This one stung on the ground a second, but right at Vargas. Good stretch by Suero. And the leadoff man retired here in the top half of the fifth inning. Time to get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. This date in 2010, the Mets shut out the Phillies for a third consecutive game. Marked just the second time in franchise history. The Mets had shut out an opponent over a three-game series as Leandro Arias takes a strike. Can you name the three pitchers who started those three shutout games in the Mets' first complete series shutout? Fouled into the third base dugout, 0-2. Happened back in 1969. The 0-2 pitch up and away. One ball and two strikes. That'll be your clue. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. You can also tweet if you think you know who started those three games in 2010. Just fouled off in the box, 1-2. A little more recent. I'll honestly tell you, the 1969 one is easier than the 2010 one.
Really?
Yes.
That's a hint in and of itself.
1-2. This one hit on the ground past the diving glove of Barrow in a left field, a base hit. Good piece of hitting there by Leandro Arias. Just the second hit tonight for Aberdeen. He's reached in nine straight games. And the Ironbirds have one on and one out. That'll bring up Anderson De Los Santos. Arias only three stolen bases this year on seven attempts. Something worth noting. Yeah, but looking this up, the person who started game two of that three-game series shutout against the Phillies in 2010, I forgot this guy even existed, let alone pitched for the Mets. As Anderson De Los Santos takes low 1-0. The 1-0 from Gurton. Fastball on the outside corner at 94. It's 1-1. Time called at home plate by De Los Santos. We'll give you the answer in the sixth inning. Anderson walked his first time up today. A lot of power. Homered in the first meeting between these two teams as what's the call? Time called, I guess, by De Los Santos. There was some sort of hand signals by the home plate umpire Pettis towards Gurton. Here's the 1-1. This one hit on the ground, foul up the first base line by a couple of inches. Sort of skirted along that chalk line on the fair side for a few moments, but kicked just to the right as it got near the bat. So the count 1-2 now on the powerful Anderson De Los Santos. Wind still blowing in and towards left field. The 1-2 pitch. Beautiful slider, but De Los Santos stays away. Two balls and two strikes. Brendan Gurton out of Gage, Oklahoma. Like Austin O'Vern, was a multi-sport athlete in high school. The 2-2 outside a full count. He also played some high school football, won three football state championships at Chautauqua High School in Chautauqua, Oklahoma. But Gage, Oklahoma and Ellis County, as the 2020 census, had a population of 433. Payoff pitch, line down the left field line. That is a foul ball. And so the full count remains. A little bit different here in Brooklyn than it is out in Gage, Oklahoma. Population of 433 on State Highway 46. Spinning a throwback to first, and Arias gets back safely. Because of the flat terrain there, good weather during World War II, the U.S. Army had a 720-acre bomber pilot training field just outside Gage, Oklahoma, Girton's hometown. Payoff pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. De Los Santos arguing with the home plate umpire Pettis, saying that he keeps on changing what's a strike and what isn't. You can see the signals with the hands. And so De Los Santos down on strikes. Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout. Girton at 76 pitches so far here this evening. Has been cruising so far tonight. But it certainly looks like Gilbert Gomez is going to take the ball from Girton here. Career high in pitches is 77. That was in his last home start against Winston-Salem. And after a conversation, Gomez raises his right arm and makes that scrum. And he will make a Coney Island sandbar. Call to the bullpen. Well, another day, another start for Cyclone, going one out shy of qualifying for the victory. Brooklyn and Aberdeen still scoreless, though. We play on here in the top of the fifth. One on, two out. Looks like Eduardo Herrera coming on. Get you the info when we come back right here on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts house pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Brendan Girton's day is done. Eduardo Herrera on to take his place. 5'9", 185 from Tucupido, Venezuela. Herrera, a sub-1 ERA on the year, enters with two gone and a runner on first in this scoreless tie. Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Coming off the first outing of the year in which he allowed a run against Jersey Shore over the weekend as Jay Cunningham swings and misses. No balls and a strike on him. Numbers for Herrera so far this season. Making his 13th appearance. And another chase of a pitch down and away. And Herrera jumps ahead 0-2. A .61 ERA. Just one run, seven hits, 14 and two-thirds innings, five walks, 19 strikeouts on the year for Eduardo. Gave up a run in an inning and a third against Jersey Shore on Saturday. The 0-2 pitch misses down and away. 1-2 on Cunningham, who struck out in his first at-bat. Went down looking. Unofficial line for Brendan Girton, still responsible for the runner at first. 4 2/3 innings, no runs, two hits, a walk, and eight strikeouts, one off his career high. The 1-2, breaking ball at the letters, strike three called, inning over. So Cunningham down looking for the second time tonight as Herrera comes on to strand the runner. For Aberdeen in the fifth, no runs, one hit, one left at the end of four and a half. Halfway home on this Tuesday night, still looking for a run, scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing baseball's all-new national pregame show, MLB Tonight, live at 5. Join Greg, Harold, and Dan and a star-studded roster for a preview of all the night's matchups. Get a first look at the lineups.
Everything looks good right now for the Yankees.
First take from the players.
I'm just excited to put any pair of cleats on.
And the first of many breakdowns before the first pitch. A full night of baseball starts at 5. MLB Tonight's national pregame show, weekdays at 5 Eastern on MLB Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Go to the bottom of the fifth here from Coney Island. Fans going crazy for a Cyclones sock toss. Sandy and Pee-wee throwing away some Cyclones-themed socks away to the crowd down below. A raucous group in the audience here tonight as the Cyclones trying to get on the board here. As we play in the bottom of the fifth inning, that line now official for Girton. 76 pitches, 48 strikes tonight. He was outstanding once again for Brooklyn. Boston Barrow will lead things off. Barrow, Hernandez, and Schreffler. 7-8 and 9 due up in the inning. First pitch from Rojas. And Barrow takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Barrow flied out to shallow right his first time up. Rojas hides his eyes. Now the one strike pitch. And Barrow crushes one down the right field line. That one might hit the parachute jump. Heads up in the parking lot by the beach. It's 0-2. Shortstop O'Farrell shaded up the middle. Center fielder Honeycutt playing shallow. The 0-2. And Barrow, a ground ball back up the middle. Underneath the glove of O'Farrell to his left. And through for a base hit. So Boston Barrow, a leadoff single. And Brooklyn has a leadoff man on to start the fifth inning. First time Brooklyn's put the leadoff man on here tonight. One on, nobody out. Here comes Ronald Hernandez. Coney Combo's trivia question tonight. This dated 2010. The Mets completed their third straight shutout of the Phillies, shutting them out over 27 innings in a series. As Hernandez shows bunt, stabs at it, and fouls it back 0-1. The first time it happened back in 1969. Can you name who swept the Phillies with three straight shutouts? Who were the starters in those three games back in 1969? Bonus points if you can name the three that did it in 2010. I would argue 1969 is easier. So throw over to first. And Barrow back standing up. Helicopter floating off towards the coastline beyond the right field wall. Making its way out towards the Thunderbolt roller coaster and beyond. Runner goes, one strike pitch, hit in the air to left. Coming on is over and he'll make the grab. Barrow at three quarters. And now he'll retreat back to first base without a play. So one on and one out. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler Jr. flied out to left center in his first at-bat. It's a nice little return back to Lakewood, New Jersey for Schreffler last weekend. Schreffler with Brooklyn during their first visit in April, but was not on the active roster. Was activated earlier last week. Throw over to first, and Barrow back standing up on Friday. Second at-bat back at Shoretown Ballpark with the finishing touches on Brooklyn's 10-1 win in Game 1 of the doubleheader at a bases-clearing three-run double to right. Drove in four runs in that series. The pitch is a fastball high, 1-0 to Schreffler. Patiently waiting on the development list for an opportunity back on the active roster. A lot of early work. A 1-0. And Schreffler gets it in the air, center field, off the end of the bat. Back into his right as Honeycutt makes the catch. And Barrow will head back to first. So Couple of flyouts after the leadoff single by Barrow. That'll bring up A.J. Ewing. Grounded out, been hit by a pitch and stole a base tonight. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. As we near the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the fifth. Barrow leads off first. De Los Santos holds him on. Third baseman playing off the line. There goes the runner. And Ewing swings and fouls it out of play. This one making it beyond the roof. No balls and one strike. Carson Bench waiting on deck. Looking around the South Atlantic League tonight. One game, actually two games right now impacted by weather. That down in the south. The one strike pitch. And Ewing takes down and in. They throw behind the runner at first, but Barrow back safely. Bowling Green and Greensboro rained out. They'll try and play two on Thursday. Brooklyn entering play today, two games back of Greensboro in the north. How about this? We talked about it over the weekend as the 1-1 hit in the air out to left field, carrying over and back, drifting along the edge of the warning track, makes the catch to his right, and the side retired. Ewing gave it a ride, but came up just short. We'll pick up that thought when we return. No runs, one hit, and one man left after five. Still no score on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your day in baseball starts with MLB Central.
Let's get it started.
Lead off your morning with in-depth breakdowns.
Perfect balance.
What?
Boom.
Interviews with the players.
Get back to the fastball.
I know what that passion feels like.
And a little bit.
Keeping.
You behave properly.
Hey.
Of everything else.
Come on, Lauren.
The window seats are.
The baseball day begins with MLB Central. Weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Only on MLB Network.
If you're not watching this show, you're the problem.
Hi, this is Jay Speck, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning, or top of the sixth inning, excuse me. Eduardo Herrera out for his first full inning of relief. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless through five tonight. Both teams no runs on two hits in this affair. 9-1 and 2 due up for Aberdeen. Ryan Stafford, Griffo Farrell, Vance Honeycutt. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Ryan Stafford struck out swinging his first time up. He is 0-1. Righty against righty. Third baseman Barrow playing even with the bag. First pitch is a fastball high at 94, 1-0. Stafford, fifth-round pick last year out of Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, California. The 1-0, fouled straight back. It's 1-1. It's part of Team USA's collegiate national team, 2023, trying to snap it. 0-for-12 slide at the plate. Been a rough month of May for Stafford, just 4-for-48. Including tonight, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses inside. Two balls and a strike. Continuing that look around the South Atlantic League here today. Entering play, Brooklyn a half game ahead of Hudson Valley for second. 2-1. And this one hammered in the air to left. Going back and to his left is Schreffler. But he'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Good job by Stafford getting his hands up there. The ball just not carrying in the air tonight. One away. Brings up Griffo Farrell as one of Aberdeen's two hits. He's 1-for-2. But Wilmington a 3-0 lead on Hudson Valley right now, top of the sixth inning. Seaver King and Gavin Dugas providing all the runs. A solo shot and a two-run homer. First pitch is inside to O'Farrell, 1-0. Alex Clemmie against Kyle Carr in that ballgame. Couple of dueling lefties. Top of the fourth in Hub City. 1-0. On the inside corner, 1-1. Winston-Salem and Hub City are scoreless. Lucas Gordon against Leandro Lopez. The 1-1 up and in, two balls and a strike. Greenville and Jersey Shore right now haven't started. They're in a rain delay at the beginning of their series. Alex McFarland against Eduardo Rivera. If that gets underway, the 2-1 fouled back towards us, but too far for me to have a souvenir, 2-2. Top of the second inning in Georgia, Rome, and Asheville are scoreless. Andrew Taylor against Herrick Hernandez. The 2-2 from Herrera. Just a bit inside with the slider. Full 3-2. But what we were saying last inning, Brooklyn two games back of Greensboro. Greensboro league best record at 32-13. Payoff pitch pulled on the ground, foul up the third baseline. Greensboro has played one series so far this season against the North. That was at home against Jersey Shore. The series before Brooklyn went down to Lakewood the first time, April 15th through the 20th. That was when Brooklyn was down in Aberdeen the first time. Greensboro will not play another North Division opponent the rest of the first half. The payoff pitch, and O'Farrell drives this one right field side out of play. The next series they will play against the North Division team will be when they play a three-home, three-away set against Aberdeen starting July the 1st.
That's remarkable.
The payoff pitch, high ball four, and O'Farrell works a one-out walk. On base for the second time tonight, so one-on, one away for Vance Honeycutt, who has struck out twice. And I get it, it's a static thing. There's only one league in minor league baseball that does not have even teams in each division. That is the Florida State League. First pitch to Honeycutt. Misses low, 1-0. And a lot of that having to do with trying to limit Greensboro's travel once they play the South Division schedule, despite being a North Division team. One, you feel bad for Greensboro and Aberdeen having to deal with the travel around July 4th. The 1-0 pitch inside, 2-0. As Herrera's lost his command of the strike zone here in the sixth inning. Even balls and strikes through 18 pitches. They'll play a noon game down in Greensboro on July the 3rd. 2-0. Misses low with a breaking ball. Three balls and no strikes on Honeycutt. One on, one out here in the sixth inning. And then play a 7 p.m. game in Aberdeen on the 4th of July. Quite a day of travel. 3-0 pitch, and Honeycutt swings away and pops it up. In the infield, second baseman Vargas racing all the way in, almost even with the mound, but makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So Honeycutt hit that one a mile high, and the wind blew it all the way back towards the pitcher's mound. Two out in the inning. That'll bring up Ethan Anderson. Interesting choice by Honeycutt to swing away there, 3-0, after Herrera was struggling to find the zone. So one on, two out now for Anderson. First pitch, fastball misses low. One ball and no strikes. Anderson hitting 193 entering play today in May, at 292 in April. Second round pick out of Virginia. The 1-0. There's a strike at the knees and the count even at one. Anderson originally from Honolulu, Hawaii, before attending high school in the States. The continental U.S., I should say. The 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? He did. No appeal needed by Pettis. And Anderson behind 1-2. That's going to draw some ire from the Aberdeen dugout. One on, two out, 1-2 the count. Herrera fires. Buries a slider in the count, even 2-2. Had a great career at Virginia. Third all-time in program history in doubles. Set the program singles season doubles record a couple of years ago. Love a two-base hit here with the speed over at first. 2-2, there goes the runner, hit on the ground up the middle, past the diving glove of Vargas, in the center field, a base hit. They'll hold O'Farrell at third. Throw comes into second base. So Ethan Anderson has his first base hit of the series. And they have Herrera on the ropes here, runners at the corners, two out. And the team's best hitter by average in Aaron Estrada. Just a seeing-eye single past the infield. Jordan Krause out of the first base dugout to have a talk as Brooklyn gets the bullpen up down the right field line. Ryan Ammons starting to loosen up down in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. Ironbirds and Cyclones each looking for the game's first run. Ironbirds 0-1 with runners in scoring position. Brooklyn 0-4 so far here tonight. So here is Estrada, has lined a third and grounded out to the pitcher in this ballgame, 0-2. Estrada, Orioles number 21 prospect by Baseball America, number 16 by MLB Pipeline. First pitch to him, misses down and away. 1-0. Herrera even balls and strikes through his first 26 pitches. The 1-0. Misses inside, two balls and no strikes. Missed with the slider. And now Estrada in the driver's seat with Austin Overn on deck. Offering. Way inside. Great stab there by Hernandez to save a wild pitch and a run. And now Herrera in danger of walking the bases loaded. And you wonder if he does walk Estrada here. The Cyclones bring in Ammons to face another lefty and over. The 3-0. And that one misses down, ball four. So Herrera issues another walk. That's his second tonight. And now the bases are loaded with two out. And the lefty swinging Austin over and stepping to the plate. Gilbert Gomez standing on the top step of the dugout. Overn has been announced as the batter. We'll see what Brooklyn decides to do here. Hernandez relaying signs. He's actually going to walk out to the mound. I have a feeling this is all just a stall tactic here to get Ammons a couple of extra warm-up pitches out in right field. Before Gomez comes out, and right on cue, here comes Gilbert to take the ball from the right-hander. So it'll be Ammons against Overn when we come back. Ironbirds with the game's best opportunity to get on the board. Bases loaded, two out. Ammons against Overn when we come back. Scoreless game in the sixth on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving, For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way. By being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen Ryan Ammons, the former Clemson Tiger, lefty into the contest for Brooklyn. Numbers for Ammons so far this year through 11 games. 13 innings, 2.08 ERA, 19 strikeouts to 5 walks. On now in a tough spot. Scoreless tie, bases loaded, Eduardo Herrera out. Ammons trying to get him off the hook.
So here is Ammons. Left-hander is hitting just 0.56 against him so far this season. Get you the numbers for him in just a moment. Bases loaded, two out. Overton has struck out and grounded out to second. In the first pitch, fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Ammons making his 12th appearance, 1-0 record, an ERA of 2.08. Just three hits, three runs in 13 innings, five walks, 19 strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. And Overton laid on another fastball, 0-2. Ammons, last pitching in Game 2 on Friday, gave up a run on a home run to Bryson Ware. Also walked a batter, but struck out three in that inning of work. O'Farrell at third, Anderson at second, Estrada at first. The 0-2. Just a bit outside. Good frame by Hernandez. Fans wanted the call, but don't get it. Just missed the outer half by an inch or two. The 1-2 delivery. Upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Ammons started the year on the IL, was reinstated during that Aberdeen series down in Aberdeen earlier this year. He's continued to be such a reliable part of this Brooklyn bullpen. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the high fastball. 92 up above the letters. And over and down on strikes. Ammons strands the bases loaded for the Ironbirds in the sixth. No runs, one hit. Three men left. Juan Rojas back out for the bottom of the sixth inning. Scoreless game on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fri-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn trying to break through. Still a scoreless game on this Tuesday night alongside Johnny Gademowitz. I'm Justin Rock, glad to have you with us. Carson Bench, Jacob Reimer, Jesus Baez, right part of the lineup you want up. 2-3-4 in the inning. Lefty, righty, righty against the southpaw Rojas, who has stifled this Brooklyn lineup so far through a season-high 74 pitches last time out. We'll see how deep Rojas goes tonight. His first pitch to Bench is ripped into right center field. Back into his left is Honeycutt. And he'll race it down in the right center field gap for out number one. Honeycutt, a very good center fielder. on a warmer night with the wind blowing in a different direction, that might be over his head, but tonight's not that night. And there is one away on one pitch. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. Our question today was, on this date in 2010, the Mets completed a three-game series sweep, a three-game series shutout of the Phillies at Citi Field as Reimer spanks this one through the right side, a base hit. First hit tonight for Jacob Reimer. He's one for three, and Brooklyn with one on and one out here in the sixth for Jesus Baez. Mets had done it one other time in 1969, also against the Phillies. Can you name the three starters for the Mets that did it the first time in 1969? Bonus points if you can name the three starters that did it most recently in 2010. Any thoughts, Johnny, on either end?
You want the 69 one first or the more recent one first?
We'll go with the 1969 one first. That one's, I think, the more easy of the two as Baez takes up and away.
I will go Seaver, Kuzman, Ryan.
Well, you got two out of the three.
All right.
Seaver and Kuzman are two of the three. The other one is also a recognizable name. Not as recognizable as Baez had to get out of the way of that pitch. And Stafford never found the handle. Off on the offering was Reimer. And he'll steal second base easily. So 2-0 now on Baez. Reimer in scoring position with the stolen bag. For Reimer, that is seventh of the year. But 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Any other thoughts on who it might be in 1969?
Not sure.
I don't know if you would get this one. Gary Gentry was the third of the three starters. Needed some help from the bullpen in that game at Old Connie Mack Stadium. But the three in 69 were Kuzman, Seaver, and Gentry. Now, can you get 2010? The 2-0 upstairs, three balls and no strikes.
If it's more difficult, then I would venture to say it is probably not any combination of Dylan G, John Neese, and Johan Santana.
Neither of those three.
None of the three. Wow, swing and a miss.
Jeremy Heilman to lead the pitching coach out of the third base Aberdeen dugout. Never fun when the opposing team comes to town and the coaches don't wear their jerseys out of the dugout. They make it a little hard sometimes to decipher who is who coming out of the dugout, especially the first go-around in a series. But that is Jeremy Heilman, pitching coach for the Ironbirds. There is a right-hander up in the Aberdeen left field bullpen as we speak. I will say two of the three are recognizable names that you should get from 2010.
How about Mike Pelfrey?
Mike Pelfrey was the third of three.
Okay. Nelson Figueroa.
It was not Nelson Figueroa, but that was a good guess.
I'm not sure. I'm drawing blanks.
Think award winner.
R.A. Dickey was not. He was? Yeah, he was.
R.A. Dickey was the first. Okay. And if you get the one who started the game two, I'll give you everything I have in my wallet.
Oh,
out in the dirt. Runner breaking for third. The throw down by Stafford late. I don't even know if Arias got the tag on him. Ball just barely got away from Stafford to his right. A great read from Reimer. And then Baez on the back end. The count 1-0. And now Ryan Gall out to talk with the home plate umpire Larry Pettis. I don't know if he thought there was some sort of obstruction by Marco Vargas or what on that last play. But nonetheless, Brooklyn at the moment has second and third, and it will stay that way. With one out here in the inning, it'll be a pass ball on Stafford.
Yeah, well, Gall hasn't been Pettis' biggest fan tonight by any stretch, so anything that he's a little wary on, he's going to want some clarification.
The guy who started game two of those three shutouts only made 12 major league starts. The 1-0, and Vargas a foul tip into the glove of Stafford. It's 1-1. Hisanori Takahashi was the man who started game two of that series for the Mets. Had a 10-6 record for the Mets in 2010. No recollection of him ever playing for the Mets at all. The 1-1. And this on the ground, back through the middle, base hit center field. Here comes Reimer. Baez headed home. The throw in from Honeycutt, cut off. It's a two-run single for Marco Fargas. And the Cyclones strike first. They've got a 2-0 lead in the sixth. And that'll be all for Juan Rojas tonight, as Ryan Gaul immediately out of the third base dugout to make a pitching change. So Marco Fargas continues to deliver, extending his on-base streak here today. He has now reached in 34 straight games to start the year. RBIs 18 and 19, Chase the starter. New arm coming in. Brooklyn has a 2-0 lead. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on the Valley Sports Live app.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year, come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more, while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Arm in the game for Aberdeen. Righty Carter Baumler on to take the spot of Juan Rojas. Rojas, who just surrendered his first runs of the day, but that was enough to get him to depart from this ball game. So now Baumler on to take his place. Rojas' line not final because Vargas off of first is responsibility, but unofficially 5 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, both of which earned, couple of walks and 4 strikeouts.
And he's still responsible for the runner over at first base in Marco Fargas, who feels like he's automatic every time he comes up with the infield in. Just hit a hard ground ball back up the middle. Little room for Estrada or O'Farrell to make a play. And now here is Chris Suero, who has doubled and popped up first base side tonight. So Baumler, the new arm in the game for Aberdeen, making his fourth appearance back with the Ironbirds. Righty against righty. And his first pitch, Suero check swing, a strike. And the count 0-1. Baumler 6'2", 195, 23 years old from Des Moines, Iowa. Former fifth-round pick of the Orioles in 2020. Their last draft pick that year at a Dowling Catholic High School in West Des Moines. One strike pitch, there goes the runner. And Suero sends it back towards us. It is 0-2. Baumler started the year on single-A Delmarva's injured list. Joined the Florida Complex League Orioles for rehab on May the 5th. And reinstated and transferred to Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago. 4 2/3 innings, no runs, 2 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts this year with Aberdeen. Split last year between Aberdeen and Delmarva. Broke camp with the Ironbirds, joined Delmarva on the 18th of June, and then was on the shelf the rest of the year by mid-July. Worked from the first base side of the mound. Here's the 0-2, and Suero a number off the end of the bat. And it rolls foul behind home plate. Went off the knob of Suero's lumber. Heads up job by Chris to be off like a bullet there. A Baumler, a guy that's been a top 30 prospect in the past, was number 28 last year according to MLB Pipeline. Injuries, as you might imagine, been a bit part of his pro career, unfortunately. Throw back to first and Vargas back safely. Impressed in fall instructional camp in 2020, but then suffered a torn UCL in his right elbow that required Tommy John. That during his second bullpen, missed all of 2021. Limited to 4 starts in 2022 with shoulder inflammation. Another throwback to first. Ball gets away. But Vargas, I think that one hit off his shoulder. And so Vargas going to stay put there at first base as Eduardo Nunez comes over to check him out. And he's dealt with a lot so far in his career, of course, drafted during 2020, so only pitched one game during his high school senior year. The 0-2, there goes the runner again. Breaking ball taken high. Throw down to second by Stafford is late. Another stolen base for Brooklyn tonight. Cyclones trying to give the Ironbirds a bit of a taste of their own medicine here. And now a runner in scoring position. Still only one out for Vargas, his ninth stolen bag with Brooklyn. The 1-2. Off the plate away, two balls and two strikes. But Baumler was a TCU commit before signing. The interesting nugget on Baumler. He's a kid growing up in Iowa. Some good hoops players coming out of the state of Iowa in recent years. The 2-2 pitch. This one off the fist towards short, and it's caught by O'Farrell. Vargas strayed way too far off the bag. He's doubled off to end the inning, but Baumler reportedly embarrassed on the basketball court multiple times by Iowa legend and current Indiana Fever star, Caitlin Clark. Brooklyn, though, gets on the board. They pick up a couple of runs on the Vargas base hit. We head to the seventh, 2-0 Cyclones on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, yo, lady. Oh. I may be all beef, but I don't want no beef.
Of course not.
Yeah, well, your beans are touching my bun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's all right. Forget about it.
I'm sorry. Is that a New York accent?
Actually, it's Kansas.
Oh.
No, of course it's New York.
Oh.
You ever been?
Yeah, I went to Times Square.
Yeah, I used to sell fake handbags in Times Square.
Okay, I'm talking to a hot dog.
Nathan's Famous, made with 100% beef for a real bite of New York.
Maimonides Park is the place to be every Friday night. Come take part in our outstanding Fri-yay ticket deal. Every Friday home game, you can get two drinks included with the purchase of your game ticket for just $25. A special Fri-yay ticket is required. Offer is also valid for groups and will include a Cyclones cap. For tickets and more info, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Reimer, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, Reimer having a hand in that two-run inning. Singled and scored on the Vargas base hit. Ryan Ammons back to the mound for the top half of the seventh inning. Final line for Juan Rojas. Now that his inning and line is official. 5 1/3 innings a season long. Two runs, one earned on four hits, two walks, four Ks, 76 pitches, 48 strikes, also hit a batter. But leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. 6-7-8-2 up for the Ironbirds. Johnny?
All right, Justin. Thanks very much. Yes, Cyclones now a 2-0 lead. A Brooklyn pitcher now taking the ball, working with the luxury of a lead for the first time tonight. As we go top 7, 6, 7, 8 up to bat. That pitcher, of course, being Ryan Ammons, whose first pitch of the seventh is a fastball strike. 0-1 to Leandro Arias. Switch hitter batting right. Single and a strikeout for the righty swinging batter so far today. Ammons, the lefty, belt set and kicks home. And Arias breaks his bat, flares it into left center. There's a base hit. So the leadoff man aboard for the Ironbirds. Multi-hit day for Leandro Arias. And Aberdeen in business trying to bounce back quickly after allowing that two spot in the bottom of the sixth. They put the leadoff man on here in the top of the seventh. By the way, that's only Aberdeen's fourth hit of the contest so far. Arias has half of them. Ironbirds trying to make sure it doesn't go to waste here as Anderson De Los Santos digs in. Strikeout and a walk for him so far today. Righty batter. First pitch way upstairs all the way to the backstop and advancing to second with no play is Arias on the wild pitch. Well, Ammons just lost control of that pitch. Lost the grip on the changeup. Hernandez couldn't pop up in time to keep it in front of him. And now the two going to have a chat on the mound ahead of a 1-0 delivery to Anderson De Los Santos, Aberdeen first baseman, hitting a 232 at the high A level. went 1-for-2 with a run scored back on Sunday for the Ironbirds. Conversation over between Ammons and Hernandez in the at-bat, ready to resume. 1-0 count on De Los Santos. Cyclone scoring both of their runs in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-0 lead here, top seven. And Ammons ready to deal home. And that pitch also a bit too high upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. Lefty looks back towards the runner at second. Now comes belt set and deals. And another breaking ball that doesn't have a ton of bite. Stays above the zone. And Ammons struggling with that command here right now. Behind 3-0. Coming into play today, Ammons only 5 walks across 13 innings. His 3-0, there's a strike on the inner half. And it is 3-1 to De Los Santos, who does represent the tying run here, top seven. Nobody out in a runner in scoring position. Lefty fires, and De Los Santos fouls it back. Good job by Ammons to battle back here. It's full at 3-2. Jake Cunningham next, and Ryan Stafford after him. Before we go back to the top for Griff O'Farrell. Big 3-2 pitch here. Foul ball out of play towards the parking lot. It's only the third batter Ammons has faced since coming on in relief. Entered in that bases loaded 2-out jam in the sixth. Struck out Austin Overn to retire the side. But a base hit to start the seventh. And now a 3-2 pitch upcoming. On the way. Up and in. Ball four. So after the leadoff base hit by Arias, wild pitch allowed him to take second, would have advanced anyway because a free pass permitted to De Los Santos puts men on first and second. With nobody out here, door is open for Aberdeen. Ironbirds trying to break through here, top seven, with two on and their eighth batter, Jake Cunningham, up to bat. Extra fuel for Cunningham to try to come through here. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. First pitch high from Ammons, and the count is 1-0.
Yeah, right now it just seems like Ammons' mechanics are out of whack, releasing way too early and pushing that ball up.
Corners in. Middle infield back, 1-0. That time in the dirt. And the count now 2 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, Brooklyn's bullpen has really struggled to throw strikes here tonight. Between Herrera and Ammons, they've thrown more out of the strike zone than in, as Hernandez again out to the mound to talk with Ammons.
And you see Ryan right now kind of just stretching and pacing around, trying to harness that energy and get his mojo back. 2-0 the count on the righty swinging Cunningham, 0-for-2 today. You mentioned Herrera, Justin. He only recorded 3 outs. He walked 2 batters. Ammons so far, the 1 walk of the 3 batters that he has faced. Home plate umpire Larry Pettis out to break it up. And the Ironbirds again knocking on the door here, top seven. 2-0 the count on Cunningham with Stafford on deck. Ironbirds trying to get some production here out of the bottom of their order. 2-0 the count on Cunningham, pitch. And that's a strike at 2-1. A much needed strike at that from Ammons, who can exhale ever so slightly. Don't think Cunningham loved that call. Regardless, though, a 2-1 pitch upcoming. Lefty arm against the righty bat. Both runners lead, pitch. Swing and a line drive, hooking down the right field line, foul. And out of play towards the Brooklyn bullpen. Count is 2-2. Cunningham gave it a ride there, but could not time it up properly. And we are even at 2-2.
Yeah, Cunningham has a lot of pop. Certainly someone who could give Aberdeen the lead with one swing of the bat.
A couple of homers for him already this year. 2-2 upcoming. Ammons holds his set at the belt. 3 on the pitch clock and a step off. 2-2 now. After looking back, the runner Arias off of second. De Los Santos behind him on first. Both runners, pretty big leads. 2-2 upcoming here. Ammons fires home. Ground ball off the glove of Ammons. He collects, throws to second for one, and that's all they'll get. So a nice job by Ammons to knock it down, get De Los Santos on his way to second. Still, all things considered, Ironbirds will put men on the corners with one gone, but a double play ball could be in effect here With only the one out and the nine batter, Ryan Stafford up to bat.
And great job and great recovery by Ammons, who got hit with that hard-to-hit ground ball, 100-plus miles an hour off the bat of Cunningham. Able to make a strong, accurate throw on to second base for the force.
So it's Arias on third, Cunningham opposite him on first. And Stafford up to bat, 2-0 Brooklyn. One away here, top seven. First pitch, runner breaks for second. It's a bunt, it's a foul ball. Stafford made contact but could not put it in fair play. And the count, 0-1.
I believe Aberdeen does have a series of squeeze plays successfully completed so far this year. Utilizing that speed, that's what Stafford was going for there. Brooklyn did have some trouble with bunt plays late in that series against Jersey Shore last week.
Arias a big lead off of third. We'll see if they try it again here. A one up coming. He shows bunt again, then pulls back at the last second. And a bluff throw down to first by the catcher, Hernandez. So 1-1 on Stafford, who is 0-2 tonight. Strikeout and a lineout. With men on the corners, 2-0 the Brooklyn lead. One gone. And a 1-1 count on Stafford. Both runners take their leads on each corner. And now a check over at first. Good throw in time. Jay Cunningham can't believe it. He is picked off the bases. I don't know if he disagreed or if he was just more upset with himself for allowing that to happen. Really deceptive pickoff move from the lefty Emmett, who executed that to a T.
Doing his best Al Leiter impression there. What a pickoff move there from Emmett.
Now is a couple of strikes away from getting out of this thing. That one, though, stays high, and it's 2-1 on Stafford. So Arias off of third. As opposed to having the tying run on the bases, now you've got the tying run in the batter's box. 2-0 Cyclone lead and a 2-1 count on Stafford. Here's the pitch, and Stafford pops it up. Behind home plate, Hernandez ditches the mask, moving back, makes the catch. On the warning track, inning is over. So Ammons helps himself out big time with that pickoff move over at first to get Cunningham, and then a couple pitches later, Stafford pops out to retire the side. Nothing doing, no runs on one hit, and one man left. Stretch time in Brooklyn, bottom seven, coming up in a 2-0 Cyclone lead.
Bring your team to see our team. Come be a part of baseball on the boardwalk in 2025 with our group tickets. Whether you're looking to entertain clients, reward employees, or just gather friends and family for a great night out, group tickets are a great way to enjoy a time with the Cyclones. Our various pricing plans and perks can be tailored perfectly to fit your group's needs. For more info and to purchase your group tickets, give us a call at 718-372-5596. Amazing starts here. Come join us on Coney Island for Pride Night 2025 on Friday, June 13th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a Cyclone Skyline cap. Make sure you also take advantage of our limited edition Brooklyn Pride baseball jersey package. It includes a field box ticket and your jersey for just $28.50. For $35, you get our Fry-Yay drinks package as well. All the Pride Night giveaways in addition to two beers, seltzers, or soft drinks. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
What a job by Ryan Ammons to work his way out of that top of the seventh inning. Keep this a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Cyclones. Bottom seven we go. Boston Barrow, Ronald Hernandez, Troy Schreffler. Both starters, Brendan Gurton and Juan Rojas, were outstanding tonight. Doing their best Clay Holmes and Adrian Hauser impressions if you were watching the Met game yesterday. Different case for the Mets so far tonight. Seven straight hits for New York at Citi Field against the White Sox. Here in Brooklyn, 2-0 Cyclone lead and a first pitch check swing. Boston Barrow went around. Carter Baumler, the right-hander, back out for what would be his first full inning of work. Cyclones trying to tack on some insurance, leading 2-0. 0-1 to Barrow is outside, and it is one ball and one strike to the Brooklyn third baseman.
Was there ever any doubt that Adrian Hauser would throw as many zeros as he did yesterday in his first start back against the Mets?
You saw it coming from a mile away. Barrow puts this one a mile high in the air. Moving back on it, O'Vern jumps. It's off the wall. Barrow's already at second base. He's going to stay there because the center fielder, Vance Honeycutt, did a great job going over to left to help out his teammate in O'Vern after that ball caromed off of the fence. So a double for Boston Barrow, multi-hit day for him. Had Honeycutt not slid over to left field to help out, that probably would have been a three-bagger for Barrow. Instead, he'll settle for the double, and Brooklyn a runner in scoring position with nobody out for Ronald Hernandez.
And it won't be Ronald Hernandez. I don't see anything that happened with Ronald last inning, but Onyx Vega is going to come up and bat.
So here is Onyx Vega in what will be his Maimonides Park debut.
At least as a Cyclone.
That is true.
Yeah, hopefully everything okay with Ronald. This is a Brooklyn team that's unfortunately been banged up a little bit in the last couple of days. I see Ronald's on the top step of the dugout watching.
First pitch to Vega, brushes him back. A fastball up and in for ball one. Yeah, my thought immediately went to the inning-ending catch that Hernandez made when he had to ditch the mask and move behind home plate. And the batter's circle to make the catch on the pop-up from Ryan Stafford, but nothing really transpired there, at least that was evidenced by us. 1-0 up and away, and it's 2-0 to Vega. And as you know, Justin Hernandez up on that top step, he's all good just hanging out.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not getting any treatment or anything like that. It's very peculiar.
Well, either way, it is Vega up to bat as time called. And the count remaining 2-0 on Vega with Barrow off of second after his leadoff double, and Baumler trying to settle down here. And now both umps, arms in the air.
And yeah.
Not sure if it's a balk called or.
So it's an automatic ball against Baumler because Baumler keeps going to his mouth while holding the ball on the rubber. So first time was a warning, second time an automatic ball. So it's now 3-0 on Vega. Saw that happen. I remember it was, I think, in the Aberdeen-Brooklyn series earlier. I feel like that happened like three times a game.
And Pettis and Sapal were both all over it. Pitch inside to Vega, so a three-pitch walk as Vega aboard. And Brooklyn now has two on with nobody out for Troy Schreffler. So the Cyclones, a prime opportunity here to try to cash in and pick up some insurance in this bottom of the seventh against Carter Baumler, who has gone double and walk since coming on to pitch this bottom of the seventh. Here's Schreffler, 0-2 today, and a couple of flyouts, both of them to center field out of the nine spot. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. And the count nothing and one to Schreffler. After Troy, we go back to the top for A.J. Ewing and Carson Bench. Cyclones with two on and nobody out here in this bottom of the seventh. 0-1 from Baumler. Here it comes. And Schreffler cuts and misses. He's behind nothing and two. Good cutter there from the righty. And a pitch on the outside corner. Schreffler couldn't connect. And now we'll need to get defensive here. Nothing and two to the Brooklyn left fielder. Runners dancing around. 0-2, Scott in the air to center field, but he got under it. Honeycutt moving in and to his left, makes his catch in the alleyway, and a strong throw in hits the cutoff man. So that's three flyouts to center field and three plate appearances tonight for Troy Schreffler. Now we go back to the top for A.J. Ewing, two on, one down.
Yeah, Honeycutt, a great arm out there in center field, a multiple-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year. We've talked a lot this year about Brooklyn's outfield defense being so good. Aberdeen has a really good defensive outfield as well. I feel like they robbed Ronald Hernandez not once but twice of home runs during that first series down in Maryland.
Big hole on the left side for A.J. Ewing. First pitch to him, a strike. And the count, nothing and one. Ewing so far tonight hit by a pitch, ground out, and a fly out. Also is sprinkled in a stolen base, which for A.J. is par for the course. A one-up coming to the lefty batter, and a twist and a throw over to second. Scampering back safely was Barrow. So nothing and one on Ewing out of the leadoff spot for the Cyclones tonight, hitting at 352 at the high A level. He's got more stolen bases since joining Brooklyn than he does strikeouts. 19-16. 0-1. There's a strike. And A.J. behind here. No balls and two strikes. He has hit safely in 16 of his last 17 as Ewing. 382 during that span. 17 runs scored. Awaiting an 0-2 delivery. Baumler deals. And Ewing takes up and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. You forget, A.J. didn't start the year here in Brooklyn. But it was evident early that he probably belonged here. Hit 400 through his first 18 games with St. Lucie to start the campaign. Close stance for the lefty batter, awaiting a 1-2. On the way, and Ewing takes strike three on the outside corner. A.J. did not like it, but Larry Pettis rings him up. And that is rare for Ewing, a strikeout. But it is a big one. After the double and the walk for Baumler, he settles down a bit, gets Schreffler to fly out, and retires Ewing on the backwards K. Now here's Carson Bench. First time Baumler will face him tonight. Bench 0 for 2 with a walk. Barrow on second, Vega on first. First pitch to Bench. There's a strike. They throw behind the runner at second. And diving back, Barrow at second. Big secondary lead for Boston. So Stafford figured, why not? Risky throw, but shortstop O'Farrell kept it in front of him. A one-up coming to Bench. Open stance for the lefty batter. And Carson puts it on the ground a second. Collected there by Estrada. Easy throw over to first in time to retire the side. So Brooklyn puts a couple on with nobody out, but failed to score in the bottom of the seventh. No runs ahead and two men left. To the eighth we go. 2-0 Brooklyn lead right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us, Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Well, we go to the eighth from Maimonides Park in what is proven to be a low-scoring affair here on this Tuesday. Cyclones and Ironbirds ringing in a brand new week as we hit the tail end, hard to believe, for the month of May. By the time we close up shop this week, we will be well into June. Ryan Ammons back to work here to begin this top half of the eighth. Ammons has already thrown 23 pitches, so with a righty warming, we'll see how long he remains in this ballgame. 2-0 Cyclone lead, and Ammons ready to face the top of the Aberdeen batting order, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Onyx Vega taking over behind the plate after pinch hitting for Ronald Hernandez in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the lineup, two up. Ammons back out there. His first pitch misses high to Griff O'Farrell. And the count 1-0. O'Farrell has singled and walked tonight, 1-for-2. Honeycutt and Anderson to follow. Aberdeen, no runs, four hits, no errors. They have left six tonight. The 1-0 up and away, two balls and no strikes. Brooklyn, two runs, five hits, no errors. They have left six as well. Brian Matuyer up in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. The lefty Ammons fires. I'm not sure what the 2-0 missed, maybe a little bit down. Looked like it clipped the bottom of the zone. It's three balls and no strikes on O'Farrell. So Emmons has struggled with his command tonight. Even balls and strikes through 26 pitches. The 3-0 upstairs, ball four. So that the second walk allowed by Emmons tonight, the fourth walk by Brooklyn's bullpen. And once again, the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on. They've done that now in each of the last two innings. Fourth time tonight. And now the tying run at the plate in the form of Vance Honeycutt has struck out twice, popped up to second. First pitch, and another fastball high, 1-0. Five straight out of the zone from Emmons. He's two former ACC opponents. Emmons out of Clemson, Honeycutt out of North Carolina. 1-0. There's a strike. Look, the home plate umpire Larry Pettis a little while to make the call. Well, the count now even at one. Honeycutt, 22nd overall pick last year. Consensus top five prospect in the Orioles organization, the 1-1. And a slider in the dirt, two balls and a strike. Honeycutt, a great college career at UNC, the only player in Power Four conference history to finish a career with 60 or more home runs and 70 or more stolen bases. Graduated with the fourth most home runs in ACC history. 2-1 pitch. Another one in the dirt blocked by Vega. And now Emmons in danger of walking the tying runs on base. Don't know why Ronald Hernandez was removed from this ballgame. Was on the top step of the dugout watching the bottom of the seventh. But Emmons, like Herrera before him, has struggled to find the zone tonight. Another three ball, one strike count. Throw over to first, and O'Farrell back standing up. One on, nobody out. Brooklyn protecting a 2-0 lead. Here's the 3-1. And that's high, ball four, maybe a bit inside as well. Third walk allowed by Emmons. And now the tying runs are on for Aberdeen with nobody out. And Gilbert Gomez going to go out there and take the ball from him. This has been a shorthanded Brooklyn bullpen over the course of the last couple of days because of all the doubleheaders and rainouts last week. That probably playing into the command problems a bit for Brooklyn relief-wise. Over the course of these last couple of days, just an exhausted bullpen. And it'll be up to Brian Matuire to get out of this pickle. Two on, nobody out. Aberdeen trying to come back. They trail 2-0 and shown the propensity for doing that over the course of the last couple of weeks. Anderson against Matuire. We come back. Brooklyn leading 2-0 in the eighth on Bally Sports Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We understand that travel sometimes means dealing with obstacles. Our job is to make sure you keep moving forward, no matter what. That's why we offer our Fairfield 100% guarantee, so you can always perform your best. Stay amazing. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
Wands at the ready. The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to host Harry Potter Night on Saturday, August 30th at Maimonides Park. Fans will have a chance to show off their Hogwarts House pride with limited edition caps. First 2,500 fans in the building will receive either a Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin cap chosen at random. You can also maximize your experience through our special Cyclones Harry Potter jersey package for $35. Get your tickets now for this magical night at the ballpark at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Brian Matuire becomes the third Brooklyn reliever out of the bullpen tonight. Brendan Gurton, 4 2/3. Eduardo Herrera, an inning after him. Then an inning and a third from Ryan Emmons. Emmons, who did come back out to start this top half of the eighth, but a couple of walks prompted that call to the bullpen for Gilbert Gomez. It is Brian Matuire on. Still nobody out and two on. Brooklyn leading 2-0.
Corners are going to come in here with Ethan Anderson at the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a base hit. Here is the first pitch, and Anderson fouls it off his foot. And the count, no balls and a strike. Numbers for Matuyer. So far this season out of the bullpen for Brooklyn, last pitched on Friday. He's the most rested member of this Brooklyn bullpen. Through a season-high two innings to close out game one of that doubleheader on Friday. Two runs, one earned on two hits, and eight and a third innings this year, making his eighth appearance. The one-strike pitch misses downstairs, and the count even at one. Matuyer has struggled with command. Three hit batters, six walks, eight strikeouts. And of course, Matuyer missed all of 2023, all of 2024, and most of 2022 with two different Tommy John surgeries. A 1-1 pitch upstairs. Two balls and one strike on Anderson. Last six outings for Matuyer. Just one hit, one unearned run over seven and a third innings. Natchitoches, Louisiana. Two-one on the outside corner at 92 in the count even. Matuyer has induced a double play this year. Would love one here. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, got him swinging. That looked like a frisbee. What a filthy pitch from Matuyer. That's why he was considered to have the best curveball in the organization prior to the injuries. And Anderson down on strikes for out number one. That might have been the best breaking ball we've seen from Matuyer all year. So that'll bring up Aaron Estrada. Walked his last time up. He has lined a third, grounded out to the pitcher in this ballgame. Matuyer, free agent after last minor league season. Was hoping to stay with the Mets. That's what happened as Estrada takes a strike 0-1. Didn't want to play for anyone else other than the Mets. They have stuck with him through these injuries. Here's the one strike pitch. This one in the air, left field, coming on is Schreffler to make the catch at the letters as O'Farrell and Honeycutt retreat. So Estrada hit it well, but right at Schreffler. And now there are two out in the inning for Austin Overn, who's 0 for 3. Overn had the walk-off sacrifice fly for the Ironbirds last week against Wilmington. Third baseman Barrow still playing in, right on the lip of the would-be grass. Matuyer looks at second, the pitch. And this one off the fists in a shallow right center field. Could be trouble. Out is Vargas. In is the center fielder, Bench. And he'll reach out away from his body to make the glove side catch to end the inning. So just like Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh inning, Aberdeen puts the first two men on base but can't advance them. For the Ironbirds, no runs, no hits, two men left. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead on Valley Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sunday brunch with the side of baseball. Every Sunday Cyclones home game during the year. Come enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with unobstructed views of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and so much more while also enjoying that Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 p.m. for a 2 o'clock game. Menu items include, but are not limited to, unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, beers, seltzers, coffee, breakfast spreads, and a chef's table brunch selection. Tickets are $63 with a $48 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds. This still a 2-0 Cyclone lead as we go bottom eight, 3-4-5 up to bat.
Trent Terzinski, new arm in the game, right-hander on to take the spot of Carter Baumler, whose line is final for Aberdeen. Baumler, who goes an inning and two-thirds scoreless, did give up one hit, walked one, and struck out one. Now Terzinski on. He'll have to face the tough part. Well, the way this Cyclones lineup has been swinging it this year, you can make the case any part of it's the tough part, but in theory, 3-4-5, Reimer, Baez, and Vargas. Vargas, who has done the damage tonight, the two-run single in the sixth. Terzinski on now to face that part of the lineup, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Terzinski is on, and his first pitch to Reimer on the outside corner for strike one. Terzinski started the year at single-A Delmarva, joined Aberdeen on the 13th of May, making his third appearance, two runs, two hits, three and two-thirds innings. A funky delivery. Has that pitch on the inside corner. Reimer behind 0-2. Terzinski, two walks, seven strikeouts to the Ironbirds. 2.35 ERA overall this year between the two A-ball levels. Here's the 0-2, and Reimer chases the breaking ball for strike three. Terzinski got him on the slider down and away. And so he picks up the strikeout, one away in the eighth inning, sort of curls his arm back and sort of chicken wings it from right behind his head, and then comes on towards home plate. Awkward angle for batters to try and pick up the baseball as a pitch clock violation going to be called on Baez, late getting into the batter's box. And so he is going to be behind 0-1 before seeing a pitch from Terzinski. Wide base now kicks and delivers. And that pitch up and away. It is 1-1. Actually doesn't even bring that right arm all the way back. He keeps his hand and his glove as he sort of creates a very tight angle on that right elbow. The pitch. And Baez laid on the offering inside at 89. And the count 1-2. Undrafted free agent signee out of Valparaiso in Indiana. Shout out to Bryce Drew, man who put Valpo on the map. Base is empty, one out, 2-0 Brooklyn here in the eighth. Terzinski's 1-2, and Baez taps this one softly to short. Coming on is O'Farrell, the throw to first, in time to get him all. A bang-bang play at first base. De Los Santos fell down after receiving the throw. Griff O'Farrell was a Gold Glove Award winner at shortstop in college, and he showed why there to throw out Baez for out number two. So bases empty, two out. Here is Marco Vargas. He's had the biggest impact on this game so far, his two-run single in the sixth. The only offense this game has seen. Terzinski's first pitch, and Vargas rolls this one to first. Picked up there on the forehand by De Los Santos. He'll step on the bag, and 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the eighth. To the ninth we go here in the opening game of this six-game series. Arias, De Los Santos, Cunningham, 6-7-8 due up against Metoyer. Brooklyn holding on to a 2-0 lead on Bally Sports Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler has been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler is made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Times change, families grow, and plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
We'll be right back.
Brian Matuire back out for the top of the ninth inning. Cyclones trying to close out a series opening victory here tonight. Leandro Arias, Anderson De Los Santos, Jay Cunningham, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Justin Rock with you here alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Game two of the series tomorrow, 11 a.m., but still have at least three more outs to get through here tonight. So here is Leandro Arias. He is 2 for 3, has two of Aberdeen's four hits in this ball game. Get you the final line on Ryan Ammons in just a moment. First pitch from Matuire, and he misses down and in for ball one. Ammons goes an inning and a third, no runs, one hit, walk three, struck out one. 32 pitches, 14 strikes. 1-0. Off the plate inside again. 2-0 now on Arias. Brooklyn has walked 6 so far here tonight. 2-0 on the outside corner. Matuire back in the count. It's 2-1. Now the 2-1. Arias takes a strike up and away at 93. And the count evens up at 2-2. Matuire, former 40th round pick at a Louisiana State University of Alexandria. Trying to battle back to record the first out here in the ninth. The 2-2. Curveball drops in there. Strike three called. Oh, what a beautiful pitch again. That ball started in the right-handed batter's box before it curved onto the outside part of the plate. And Arias down on strike for the first down here in the ninth inning. That'll bring up Anderson De Los Santos, a couple of walks and a strikeout tonight. Big, powerful right-handed batter. First pitch from Matuire. Swing and a miss. That pitch tailing away from him, the cutter. No balls and a strike. Matuire said he sort of cut that ball naturally just with the way he grips the baseball. A fantastic guy in a clubhouse full of them. A one-strike pitch hit on the ground towards short. Backhanded stop by Baez. Gets up. Low throw to first, but dug out on a hop by Suero. Two away. Oh, what a play by Jesus Baez in the hole at short to take away a base hit from De Los Santos. And the Cyclones one out away from their eighth straight home victory. Well, we talked a lot about what Baez did offensively last week against Jersey Shore. What we haven't mentioned was what he did defensively. Couple of plays he made on Tuesday night last week against the Blue Claws. Some of the best plays you'll see from a shortstop at this level. And now the first pitch to Jay Cunningham outside for ball one. He made a couple of spinning plays behind the second base bag from the shortstop position. That would have made someone from the Rockettes impressed. The 1-0. This is inside. Two balls and no strikes on Cunningham. Has struck out twice. Grounded into a fielder's choice. Bases empty, two out. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. The right-hander is 2-0. And this off the end of the bat. Cue ball off the first base dugout. Two balls and a strike. Ryan Stafford, the nine-hole hitter, hoping for a chance on deck. Reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you, win or lose. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game two of this series tomorrow night. Really, tomorrow morning, I should say. Went into auto mode there. 2-1. Foul tip into the glove of Vega. And the Cyclones one strike away from victory. Those who have made their way out here on a Bark in the Park night, clapping along. Matuires 2-2. Breaking ball pulled on the ground at third. Scooped up by Barrow. Sets fires to first. Low throw dug out on the backhand again by Suero. And you can celebrate a Cyclone shutout victory. Brooklyn continues their dominance here at home in 2025. Their South Atlantic League leading 17th home victory. They've now won 8 in a row here at home. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 2 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. Brendan Gerton, Eduardo Herrera, Ryan Ammons, and Brian Matuire combining on the four-hit shutout. A dominant performance again by Brooklyn on the pitching side of things. The offense getting it done. Only had one hit with runners in scoring position. That was the game's only hit with runners in scoring position. That's all they needed. The two-run base hit by Marco Vargas. And the Cyclones continue their mastery. They are now 31-15 on the year. A season-high tying 16 games over 500. We'll step aside for a couple of moments when we come back. As the late, great Bob Murphy would say, the happy recap is next. Brooklyn 2, Aberdeen nothing. The homestand starts with a W. Don't go anywhere. You're watching and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Sports Live app.
Times change. Families grow. And plans adjust. At Ridgewood, we know that life keeps on moving. For over a century, we've been right here with our customers and neighbors, helping to simplify your financial journey and supporting each goal along the way by being convenient, accessible, and committed to our community. For each turn and every opportunity, count on us. Ridgewood Savings Bank.
Experience a celebration of the game that only Cooperstown can host this Memorial Day weekend. And the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum will debut Getting the Nod, a new exhibit paying tribute to the beloved bobblehead doll. Memorial Day weekend will also feature the new Hall of Fame film series and the return of the popular Night at the Museum meet and greet event. For more information, please visit baseballhall.org/Memorial Day. We'll see you in Cooperstown.
Introducing Traveler Whiskey from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Traveler's been tasted, selected, and perfected to be everything it should be. A premium whiskey that speaks for itself. Traveler's made to be enjoyed exactly how you like it. Neat, on the rocks, or in your favorite cocktail. Traveler Whiskey, easy to drink, hard not to love.
Hi, this is Zach Thornton. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Shout out to Zach Thornton now doing wonderful things up at AA Binghamton. Well, this Cyclones pitching staff doing some wonderful things here in Brooklyn still as well. A four-hit shutout tonight between the starting pitcher, Brendan Gerton, and the relief arms, Eduardo Herrera, Ryan Ammons, and Brian Matuire. Matuire, a two-inning save, his second of the year as the Cyclones continue their home dominance. Now a South Atlantic League best 17-5 at home so far this year. No one else in the league has more than 14 home wins. That is Greensboro. Brooklyn also has the third best road record in the league so far that year. Should be, I guess, that surprising considering the 31-15 record, but nonetheless, it has still been so incredible to watch this group find different ways to win baseball games seemingly every single night. And been such a joy. Every night's a different hero, it feels like, and tonight we had a couple of different ones as we take you through the game that was here today on Coney Island. And there really wasn't much to update you on from this game in terms of stats. In terms of scoring plays as well, it was donuts, 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 except for one half inning in the ball game here today. Brendan Gerton against Juan Rojas, and credit to both starters. They put on a show, trading zeros back and forth throughout the night. Brendan Gerton departed with two outs in the fifth inning. Brooklyn's bullpen came on. Eduardo Herrera did the job. It's great to see Johnny Gdamowicz back up here after avoiding, I think he avoided the Gatorade bath this time.
Mostly avoided.
At least Brian Matuire didn't go full Francisco Lindor on you and hold you down.
Oh, my God.
Like he did
crazy
to Steve Gilbs.
Poor Steve. As soon as I saw that happen yesterday, I was like, "That you were my first thought."
I felt like replying with a picture and saying, "Hey, Steve, try this."
But nonetheless, an impressive performance from Brendan Gurton tonight. Juan Rojas worked into the sixth inning for the first time this season, and that was the inning that really determined the ball game here tonight for the Cyclones. In that bottom of the sixth inning, it all got started with one out. Jacob Reimer singled to right, and a guy who didn't really use a whole lot of his speed the first 2-3 years of his pro career continued to show improvement in that category. It's been something that's been noticeable throughout this Brooklyn lineup all year long, the improved speed, the improved mobility, the improved agility of this group. And Reimer would steal second base before Jesus Baez worked another four-pitch walk. A pass ball from Ryan Stafford ended up looming large as that moved Reimer to third and Baez to second base. That brought up Marco Fargas trying to extend his on-base streak. And this was our Coney Island Sandbar play of the game. The 1-1. And this on the ground. Back through the middle. Base hit center field. Here comes Reimer. Baez headed home. The throw in from Honeycutt. Cut off. It's a two-run single for Marco Fargas. And the Cyclones strike first. They've got a 2-0 lead in the sixth. And that'll be all for Juan Rojas tonight as Ryan Gall immediately out of the third base dugout to make a pitching change. So a big two-run base hit by Marco Fargas gave the Cyclones a 2-0 lead. Aberdeen had some opportunities in the later innings to get back in this contest, but Brooklyn never allowed them to come all the way back. In the seventh inning, Aberdeen put a couple of men on. Actually had runners at the corners at one point in that frame, but Ryan Ammons picked off Jake Cunningham at first base, then got a foul out to the catcher Ronald Hernandez to end the inning. In the eighth, the Ironbirds put the first two men on walks. Brian Metoyer came on and immediately neutralized that. A strikeout, a couple of fly balls, one to left, one to center. And then Metoyer, as quick and painless as could be in the ninth, strikeout, ground out, as the Cyclones win it by a final of 2-0. Winning pitcher here tonight for Brooklyn was Ryan Ammons. He improves to 2-0. An inning and a third of scoreless relief, one hit, three walks, and one strikeout. The loss to Juan Rojas, he drops to 0-4, gave up two runs, one earned on four hits in five and a third innings, two walks and four Ks. Brian Metoyer, his second save, a perfect two innings of relief for him. No runs, no hits, no walks, two Ks. Final line score tonight, Aberdeen, no runs, four hits, no errors. They left eight. They were 0-7 with runners in scoring position. Brooklyn, two runs, five hits, no errors. They left six. Brooklyn, 1-9 with runners in scoring position. But the difference in this ballgame, Brooklyn had a one in that front category with runners in scoring position. Aberdeen had a donut, and the Cyclones put up a donut in a 2-0 shutout win. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes here from Maimonides Park. And with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday night, a one score never really happened, Johnny, and another score went Brooklyn's way.
Yeah, and as we look across the South Atlantic League tonight, Justin, it is kind of a really a weather-altered out-of-town scoreboard, we'll call it, but you're right, yes, the Hudson Valley loss certainly helping the Cyclones. Brooklyn 30-15, Hudson Valley hot on their tail at 29-15. But it was a 6-1 Wilmington win. Good news for Brooklyn up in Wappingers Falls. Renegades are held in check to just three hits. Kyle Carr drops to 0-3. Alex Clemmie, the lefty, picks up his second win of the season. Strong outing for Clemmie from a Wilmington standpoint. He went six scoreless, struck out nine, and walked only two. Elsewhere in the circuit tonight, you've got Winston-Salem and Hub City in a low-scoring affair. They are in a rain delay right now, though. Top of the seventh down in Spartanburg between the Spartanburgers and the Dash, but it is Hub City, the 1-0 lead. Middle of the fifth down in Georgia, Rome, a 5-2 lead on top of Asheville. Tourist did hop out to a 2-0 lead in the top of the fourth, but then the Emperors responding with a 5-spot in the home fourth, so we'll see what the back half of that ball game has in store. And then we told you weather altered, a couple of postponements, rain, inclement weather. They're dealing with the rain in the Carolinas very much so. We told you about the delay in the Hub City game. Wasn't quite as bad or I should say, was quite worse, actually, a little bit to the west it would be in Greenville, where they were rained out completely. No game between the Blue Claws and the Drive. They will try for a doubleheader tomorrow. Similar deal a little further north in Greensboro. And that's the team you're really sort of quote-unquote scoreboard watching, if you will, for Brooklyn, because Greensboro, the only team they trail standings-wise in the division, but they are not playing Bowling Green tonight in North Carolina. They will go for a doubleheader on Thursday is the plan down in North Carolina. Mets affiliate scoreboard for you on this Tuesday, also impacted by the weather. That holding true in AAA Syracuse. Not really in Syracuse, in Iowa, I should say, where the I-Cubs and the S-Mets were rained out. Doubleheader tomorrow there at the AAA level. AA Binghamton, 4-0 lead right now for the Rumble Ponies in the bottom of the ninth, trying to put the finishing touches on things on the road. You've got Single-A St. Lucie in the driver's seat, 6-2 in the ninth, on top of Palm Beach Cardinals affiliate. Florida Complex League Mets falling today by a final of 12-4 to the FCO Cardinals squad. And, of course, last but certainly not least, in Queens, Mets a 5-2 lead on top of the White Sox right now in the top of the sixth. So far, so good for Tyler McGill, former Cyclone, 5 2/3, 2 runs, 6 hits, or rather 6 strikeouts, 4 hits. He is still in the ball game, trying to get through 6 strong. And offensively for the Mets tonight, really that outburst came right away. 4 runs in the bottom of the first after falling behind 2-0. 7 straight hits, home runs from Pete Alonso, Jared Young, multi-hit games from Young and Brett Beatty. And right now the Mets up 3 in the top of the sixth. That'll do it for your check of the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday evening.
And, of course, I guess maybe the most important score to follow right now, Knicks currently trailing the Pacers 49-42 in the early portion of the second quarter out in Indiana. Feels also almost a little irrelevant to start giving scoreboard updates on that game until at least 2 minutes left in the third quarter, or maybe not until the Knicks are down 20, because that's when the fun really begins, at least the way it's gone this postseason. Cyclones will try and continue their fun tomorrow afternoon, 11 a.m., the first pitch, an education day here at the ballpark. Johnny and I will be on the airwaves at 10:45 in the morning with your pregame show. We'll be another good pitching matchup. It'll be R.J. Gordon, 4-0, a 2.48 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Blake Money, 2-3, a 2.89 ERA. Again, gates open at 10, 10:45, the pregame, 11 a.m., first pitch right here from Coney Island as the Cyclones try and make it 9 straight victories here in their own ballpark. That'll do it for us here on this Tuesday night. We thank you so much for joining us throughout the entirety of today's ballgame. For our ownership group, Diamond Baseball Holdings, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Gadamwitz, our entire audiovisual crew behind the scenes tonight, Ricky Viola, Chris Rogers, Jamal Clark, and the like. I'm Justin Rock, saying so long from Coney Island again, your final. Brooklyn wins it in shutout fashion, 2-0. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow morning for our doubleheader. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.